participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the rock.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, kids. He's sad today. You may know him as the Fifth Beatle.
Rob Spielman.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Harrison and all the ships at sea. Don't worry, they don't have a bacteria. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello for listening.
Yeah, hello.
And thank you for listening to the Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Friday, November 30. Love taking your telephone calls to the show. And here are the numbers. Oh, God. You know, Lisa, will you set this thing up? I didn't even set up the phone thing here. Your national number, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. And from New York City, 877-692-1027. Don't want to start the show without introducing right there. There he is, everybody. You know him. Grizzly Adams, our friend, Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Oh,
hold on. Let me just type something in here. Password. Beautiful.
All right.
We're in. Today's show is absolutely going to be jam-packed.
Wow.
We've got the Don and Mike Newsmaker of the Week coming on the show today. We've got guests coming on the show today. I do want to tell you about another Mercedes-Benz contest we're doing next week on the show.
Excellent.
Boobs for Benz.
Ah, I love it.
We're not going to goof on George Harrison because, frankly, I'm bummed about that.
Yeah.
One of the greats. I'm really bummed. I mean, I got my George Harrison CDs here, and I guess we'll use some George Harrison music as, like, bumper music and stuff today.
That's good.
It's sad. I was thinking about it today. I think, really, the only Beatle that I'm going to feel comfortable goofing on when he dies is Ringo.
Because Ringo did the wine cooler ads.
But the sad thing is, the way that fate works, Ringo is the most worthless Beatle.
Yes.
Ringo will probably outlive all of us.
Oh, yeah.
We'll all be taking dirt naps, and Ringo will still be touring with his band of has-beens.
When he's 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll have his all-star band together.
That's a pisser. So George Harrison is dead. He passed away last night. That's kind of sad.
Well, it's also sad when you think about the potential of those guys getting together again. You know, I think everybody that was a Beatles fan thought about that.
Well, now it'll never happen because, let's face it. It's Paul and Ringo.
No.
Please.
No.
Please don't do it, Paul.
No.
And poor Paul, I'm looking at him last night on television. You just look at the dude's face. You tell me if he doesn't look like Angela Lansbury in the face.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, he's a dead ringer for Murder, She Wrote.
And yesterday we talked about it, I think, at the beginning of the show. And, of course, the family didn't release the confirmation of his death, I guess, until 12 hours later, right?
Yesterday afternoon.
That's why you were getting the phone calls about it.
Right.
So, anyway, listen, he's dead, and I'm sad about that. And I think, most Beatles fans, most music fans are sad.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be happy when Ringo's dead. But sad that John and
end your.
So we're going to lift our mocking death policy for this particular demise.
At least for a couple of days.
For a couple of days.
Just till the body's cold.
Well, it's also, you know, George Harrison never, you know, never a Beatle that lent himself to fun. You know, Paul had the relationships. He had Linda. Ringo, you got the wine cooler. George kept to himself pretty much. You know,
serious guy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
We did have a little fun when the guy broke into his house.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did.
So he did bring us joy in that regard.
Well, the guy broke into his house and stabbed him 10 times.
Right.
And his wife had to beat him off with a...
candlestick or
something. Candlestick. Yeah. No, I don't mean... You know what I mean.
Well, we know what you mean.
Beat him off with a candlestick. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo, my name is Aaron. I live in New Jersey, and it's 70 degrees right now, and it's December.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, listen, to here in D.C., it's 73 right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but the problem is that everyone I talk to keeps saying the same thing over and over again. Well, let's enjoy it while we have it, but this is driving me crazy.
Why?
Well, first of all, because I'm driving around in my car and I'm sweating. It's Christmas time.
Yeah, it is a little gross. I mean, this is not a normal warm spell. This is a gross, like, wet, disease-breeding warm spell.
Let me just say, though, that this has worked out great for Wash FM and all those stations that decided to play all Christmas music starting on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, let me tell you something. If Catherine or Elizabeth O'Mara get the ratings books, they're going to be, like, number one, because that's all they want to hear now is the Christmas music on the way to school. But I think anybody over the age of six is probably having a little trouble with that, hearing Mannheim Steamroller 785 times a day.
Yeah, but, I mean, listen, really, who's going to complain, though? The weather is so beautiful.
It's great.
Who's going to complain?
But it's not beautiful. That's the problem that I'm having. I think it's horrible.
Use the AC.
Yeah, you know, nothing finer than using the AC on tomorrow's December 1st.
Right.
I had today the sunroof open and the AC going.
I was driving to work with my shirt off today.
Well, that's an everyday occurrence, though, Mike.
Winter, summer, spring, fall.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I got a question for Hambone.
Yes, sir.
Now that Harrison's dead, you thinking about cutting back on the sticks there, buddy?
Well, you know,
what, you mean smoking?
I can't say that because I had a momentary aberration this week twice.
Seriously?
Yeah, I went back to him a little bit. So, yeah, I gotta get right back on it and continue the...
I don't think George Harrison dying, though, is going to be the impetus for you stopping smoking.
Oh, hell no.
No.
But, I mean, I got to stop. I'm not smoking like I used to.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Thank you, though.
He uses a holder now.
Hello.
Yes?
Yeah, Donna Mike. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing? I was just going to make a comment on Ringo.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't expect that guy to die anytime soon. I mean, he's a cyborg. I mean, if that guy would probably have, like, a hydraulic fluid come out.
Oh, you know, that's real. Look at this. I got mechanics in my chest.
Yeah, and again, you know, this
look
is...
Look at the guy.
This is, you know, again, I hate to bring religion into this, but I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking, you know, dear God, maker of all that is good, you know, first, you let that idiot shoot John Lennon, okay? Right. Second, Yoko's still alive.
Right.
You got to think the next on the Beatles hit list has to be Ringo.
What are you doing?
But no.
What are you doing?
Oh, no, sorry.
Don't worry.
That's the Yoko alarm. Come on.
You said it.
I set off the Yoko Ono alarm. The only good thing I can think of with George passing...
Don't worry, don't worry.
Is that Yoko doesn't own any of his stuff that she'll be able to sell.
Right.
Like, she doesn't own any paintings or any of his unreleased music that she'll be able to hawk. And if George Harrison had one great thought at the end, it would probably be he'd never have to hear this again.
Maybe he could come back and haunt Yoko.
Isn't that right, George?
Hi, I'm George Harrison. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara, and I'm sure they never play my records either. Play some of my records, and maybe I will listen to them.
There you go. File that under D now for dead. All right, thank you, my friend. And listen, before we get going here with the show, I guess we'll save the Hitler is gay. We got another great story about how Hitler was gay.
Thought so. The mustache.
Do want to let you know that we are going to be giving away a key to the Mercedes-Benz on today's show.
Excellent.
The big key party, incidentally, 2 weeks from today.
Really?
Yeah, Friday, December 14th. That's the day.
All right.
That we're giving it away. And today, real simple. If you're listening to the show now, you have the upper hand. What?
Nothing. Rob's just being goofy. You know how Rob is goofy. It's been we're all kind of still... working on fumes a little bit punchy.
Yeah. Listen, you got the upper hand right now if you're listening now, because we're not doing the story time.
Right.
We could do something similar to story time. Just get out a piece of paper and a pencil.
Okay.
And all we're going to do every once in a while is stop and write down a body part.
Okay.
And all you do is listen to the whole show.
Very good.
And compile the list.
This is where I've been having a lot of trouble with the censors of this show lately, so I hope that...
Okay, well,
I hope I do well.
I believe that...
You'll let me know. You know better than I do.
Yeah, if you use a little, you know, if you finesse it a little bit, you mm-hmm. can...
That's what I'm thinking. I got it in mind. I hope you don't take it.
Well, I'm going to go with... rectum.
Ah. Very nice.
All right. Okay. Rectum would be the first word you want to write down. Now, keep in mind, we're going to make this list throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
At various times in the middle of bits or phone calls or whatever, we're just going to stop and say, let's get three more words.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the show, we'll give you the cue to call in. If you have the entire list of body parts, you will win one of only 29 keys that can start the Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe that we're giving away in 2 weeks, courtesy of Simply Wireless and AT&T. Please hit the website at simplywireless.com. Mike?
This is a series of words. I'm not going to go any more descriptive than that. Man in the boat.
Okay?
Okay.
Man in the boat. Thought you might be going there.
Thank you.
And Buzz?
Nipple.
Okay. So there you go, everybody. Rectum, man in the boat, nipple. Those are the first three words, the first three body parts. Again, we're not writing a story, although by the time we're done, this could end up being some type of story.
Mm-hmm. Like to say hi to Megan Mason.
some type of exotic thriller. All you got to do is write down the words and read them back at the end of the show, and you will win the key. Now, Friday, we have a tradition that we've started that we're going to continue with here for a couple more shows at least, where we get a newsmaker for you.
A very, very hot newsmaker.
And frankly, we were going to have George Harrison be the newsmaker.
Yeah.
Yesterday when the reports came in and then there was no confirmation, we were going to have George on, like, in his last living appearance.
Right. You make your arrangements for getting the newsmaker on the show. You have to do that 24 hours in advance.
Right. So he's not here. But we've decided to take this in a holiday mode.
Okay.
Even though it's 70 degrees everywhere. We have a guy called Black Peter. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Black Peter before. This was a story that we found in the newspaper about 3 years ago.
Right.
And let me just say that this will shock you.
Yeah.
The story of Black Peter. We did research it. We found out it's true. The story comes from Amsterdam.
Well, the story is true. It could be myth. You know, the whole legend of Black
Peter. Well, if you remember, we called over there,
yes,
and we said to people, do you know the story of Black Peter?
Yes, of course.
And they said yes.
Like they know the story of Santa Claus.
So here's the story. Let me give you just a brief background for those of you who don't know who Black Peter is.
Good.
Sinterklaas, the Dutch inspiration for Santa Claus, does things differently. He travels to the Netherlands by boat, not by flying reindeer. He lives in Spain, not in the North Pole. He has a white beard, but he's not fat or jolly. Perhaps of greatest importance to his clients, and this now is over in Amsterdam, Sinterklaas always delivers 3 weeks early on the eve of St. Nicholas, which, according to this article, is Sunday, but that's pointless because the article is a couple years old. These are among the many Christmas traditions here in Amsterdam, but much more remarkable is that Sinterklaas is always accompanied by one of his dark-complexioned helpers, known as Zwarte Piet or Black Peter.
I see.
Black Peter has for centuries terrified Dutch children as the ultimate boogeyman of nightmares and parental threats.
I see.
He is Sinterklaas's dark alter ego, Santa's enforcer and his bagman. Now, this is a story this is the part that really cracked us up. If you've been a good boy or girl, Black Peter will give you goodies from his bag.
Right.
Mm. But if you've been a naughty boy or girl, Black Peter puts you in his sack and takes you to Spain.
We're not quite sure why it's Spain, right?
We never figured it out.
Black Peter lives in Spain.
The tradition and the crude black face that Dutch paint on to impersonate Black Peter has made some Dutch people uncomfortable recently.
Sure.
In a socially progressive, increasingly multicultural country, a new look at a cherished tradition has elicited soul searching.
Sure.
A few years ago, community activists began demanding that Black Peter be eliminated or replaced by
White Peter.
White Peter.
The Reuters news agency reported that people complained that Black Peter is a stereotype of a black person, and he represents
Peter.
All the negative traits, but such is the persistence and race-blind appeal of this icon who has survived the onslaught.
Okay.
Let me see. Mastermind of a vast operation that sends teams of Santa Clauses and Black Peters to private homes, a guy named Hank Verdane says, quote, for a couple of years, we tried replacing Black Peter with Yellow Peter, Blue Peter, and Green Peter, but there was so much protest and so little interest, we dropped the idea. Kids love Black Peter.
Of course they do.
So,
but they sure don't want to go in his bag back to Spain.
No, so the story is from, and this is again from some news service, but we called and we verified this.
Right. Well, have you done any more research on it?
No, not since we originally read the story a couple of years ago.
Because I didn't know whether you knew any more about it.
No, well, you're going to find out more in a minute when when we get our mystery. Actually, no, Rob was on the internet yesterday.
We only found one new fact, and
right.
It's addressed, and it's he's apparently not all human.
So when they tried to PC it, when they tried to politically correct it, you know, the people, the Dutch people rose up.
Yeah, they wanted to
keep
it to be
Black Peter. Tradition
sure.
And all that.
Oh, yeah, and helping elf.
And what we discovered yesterday when we were doing some research on the internet about this,
yes.
Is that Black Peter is half man and half goat.
Really?
That's
yeah.
Something that we did not uncover when we originally discovered the story 2 years
ago.
Well,
that's even more controversial.
It is. It's outstanding.
Yes.
Half man and half goat.
That's not the word I would choose, Rob.
So
thank you for sharing that.
So the story is over in the Dutch countries, in Amsterdam, Santa Claus is a lazy guy. He goes out, Sinterklaas, what he does, he goes out with Black Peter, and Black Peter does all the work for him. First, he doesn't have a sleigh, remember?
Right.
He rows a boat.
Black Peter sounds like it's kind of Sinterklaas's secret police.
Yes,
yes.
And what happens is Black Peter climbs down the chimneys. If the children have been good, he leaves them candies and fruits.
Right.
And if the children have been bad, he puts them in a bag and takes them to Spain.
Takes them to Spain. What happens to them in Spain is an unknown commodity. They don't know.
The question is, you know, obviously this is a myth. We did some research, and I want to now welcome to the Don and Mike Newsmaker segment this week as we begin our coverage of the Yuletide season.
Very good.
We're joined by our special newsmaker, live all the way from Spain. Please, everybody, say hello to Black Peter.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Black Peter.
Merry Christmas, asswipe.
Oh. How are you, sir?
Pretty good for a half-human, half-goat moor who busts his suit-covered ass so that the fat man can get a credit.
Oh, you mean jolly old Saint Nick?
Try Saint Dick, you idiot disc jockey. All day long, I'm climbing down chimneys, busting my ass, so all the brats in Amsterdam can get their shoes filled with apples and candy.
And what do you get in return?
Well, basically a big pile of ass.
Well, now what do you mean?
Well, that big fat dictator known as Sinterklaas.
Sinterklaas?
Yeah, it's an old Dutch word that means pain in my ass. Maybe I should call you Sinterklaas.
Hey, take it easy there, Black Peter.
Sorry, Dickweed, I'm still cranking from the robot ride over.
Right, now listen, we read about this in the story. The rowboat, you take a rowboat from Spain to Amsterdam, and obviously you took a rowboat here. What about the Santa's flying reindeer?
Jesus H. Christ, you must be as dumb as you look. Even you should know that reindeer can't fly, Captain.
But you came all the way from Amsterdam to the United States in a rowboat. That must suck.
Hey, no ass, Sherlock. My life's a nightmare. Let me summarize. Every December, me and that a-hole Klaus get in a piece of ass rowboat and row from Spain to Amsterdam.
You row with Santa Claus in a boat. That is like 2,000 miles.
Tell me about it, asswipe. I row the whole goddamn way.
Black Peter, watch your language, please.
Wait, I have to row the whole way because Johnny Obesity is all, oh, I can't row. I'll have a heart attack. By the way, would it kill him to buy an RV? You know, I guess he's too busy farting. And I'll tell you, the farts don't smell like candy canes.
Oh, Santa's farts. But why do you hate Santa Claus? You guys are like Batman and Robin, your partners.
Partner's my ass. He gets all the good gigs.
Like what?
Well, he gets Macy's Parade, the nationally televised commercials, pictures at the mall, and every little bastard loves him. They leave him cookies.
What do they leave you?
Oh, well, I get piles of ass. I am Black Peter, hated by all of Northern Europe.
Why are you hated by all of Northern Europe?
What do you think, S-Wipe? I steal children, and I bag them up, escape out of the chimney, and roll them back to Spain.
That's horrible.
You think that's bad? Try cleaning the bag after a journey. Then I hose the little brats down and sell them to Michael Jackson for 50 cents on the dollar. That's true. It ain't class money, but it's a living.
All right, so being based in Europe and Spain and Amsterdam, what brings you to the United States? Is it the fabulous Don and Mike radio show?
Bad chance, Dickweed. I'm on special assignment.
Oh, well, can you tell us?
Yes, and maybe you can help me out. Do you know the address of your general manager, Kenneth C. Stevens?
Kenneth C. Stevens. As a matter of fact, he lives in my neighborhood. I know his address. Why?
Well, I've got a sack especially made for little Douglas Stevens. He's beyond help. That boy is Barcelona bound.
So you came in a rowboat 5,000 miles just to steal Ken Stevens' son? I've met Douglas. He can't be that bad.
Well, it's not only his fault. It's bad parenting, you know, and the parents must suffer.
Are there any other bad kids on this trip?
Actually, the bag has some adults in it already.
Like who?
Well, I doubt you'd know them. Just people. You know, like Carl Ripken, Tony Siragusa, Rush Limbaugh, good. Dan Rather, O.J., Macaulay Culkin, Vice President Dick Cheney.
Well, with the exception maybe of O.J., I mean, they're not bad people.
Yes, yes, they are. Well, you see, Captain, they, like me, have full-blown AIDS. It's going to be a hell of a boat ride.
Don't forget to swab that deck.
Yes, I won't make that mistake again. Oh, well, I got to go. Busy day of Eno coming up.
Black Peter.
Kiss my ass, Dickweed. Audi. Good day to you, sir.
No, hold on. I'm not going to let you leave. I know there's always the oven. I'm not going to let you leave because I do see you have a sack there. And I see there's no children in the sack. And I know you have gifts for each of us.
Well, yes, greedy prick. Were you done? An AA gift certificate with an autographed photo of Betty Ford.
Wonderful. An Alcoholics Anonymous gift certificate.
That's
terrific. Betty Ford. What about for Mike O'Mara?
Well, for Mike, a book on anger management by O.J. Simpson.
Thank you. Thank you, Black Peter.
What about for our friend Buzz Burbank?
For Buzz, an antique bottle of Quaaludes. And also, I have something for Rob also.
For Rob Spiewak?
Yes. For Rob, I have beautiful queen-size bed linens. They'll make beautiful hooded robes.
For his meetings.
Yeah.
Very good.
What about, we're forgetting, what about our producer, Lisa?
Oh, a special gift indeed. I plan to drop some Black Peter DNA down her love chimney. Now I said good day, and I mean it.
But Pete.
I said good day.
There he goes. Best ever.
There he goes. Black Peter.
Best ever, Black Peter.
Black Peter, everybody.
Fantastic.
On the Don and Mike Newsmaker Hotline.
Wow, he's very bitter.
Black Peter.
Well, rowing all those miles must have done it.
To put children in sacks and take them to Spain.
Poor Douglas. You know, sometimes the writing staff is motivated here at WJFK. We're just punching.
We are.
Douglas Stevens.
Yeah, well.
My personal favorite moment.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Dave.
Hello, Dave, are you there? Is this thing turned on, Robbie?
Should be.
We okay? What am I doing here? Am I effing up something on the phone? So I'm going to try this one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Oh, there we go. Blower activate. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I was just calling because I know Schwarzer Peter. Black Peter?
No, okay. No. Watch out, okay, lady, all right?
No. My mom grew up
in, your what?
My mom grew up in Germany. Mm-hmm. And my grandparents used to torture the kids. Like, all the kids would get together in the house, and they'd have a list of everything the kids did all year long. And they used to dress up in costume and scare the living crap out of the kids.
Wow.
They used to put them in the basement. They used to put them in sacks and, like, sort of, you know, make them do all kinds of crazy things. They used to make them sing for hours. They have an entire list. And it was like Christmas for the parents because they got to finally sort of take out all the little things they did on the kids. It was really funny.
What she said is backed up in the research we did is that really in Europe, Black Peter is like a like parents' version of terrorism.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like
right.
Really, it really keeps kids
right.
straight.
All year long, the parents say to the kids,
yeah.
We're going to tell Black Peter about that. Instead of, you know, in America, when your kid's bad, you say, hey, we're going to tell Santa Claus.
They softened it up over here. Now you just get coal in your stocking, but you get to stay home.
Actually, put them in a bag.
Wow.
They put the kids in bags.
Okay, they used to lock them in the closet and stuff. And the kids would get really upset and angry. One year, my uncle was, like, really little, and he climbed out on the roof, like, during the summertime, and he got stuck up there. And he actually, he took an ass on the roof. And
He
took an ass on the roof. He was a little kid.
Wow.
He got stuck. Months later, Christmas comes around, and all the kids are sitting there, and they think they've gone through the list, and they're all done. And all of a sudden, Black Peter jumps up, and he goes, who took an ass on the roof? And he gets up, and he starts running around. And they
now, wait, hold on. Did your parents or whoever this is, your uncle, someone, did they actually hire someone to dress up like Black Peter?
No, well, the parents would take turns.
Dressing up like
yeah,
that's what take turns so, dressing
that,
up.
What a way! What a way to work that negative energy into the holiday.
Wow, my God! Can you imagine that? You're sitting around, you going, "Okay, I was Black Peter last year.
You do it this year, and listen, when you come out of the bag, make sure you try to find out which dysfunctional child took an S on the roof
from Germans of all people.
From Germans. What highly unusual.
I want to be Black Peter. I know it's 2 years in a row, but give me the shoe polish.
More schnapps, Ludwig.
I want to be the Black Peter this year.
God.
God damn. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
How you doing? This is Mike from San Luis Obispo.
Yes, hi, Mike.
Good morning. Yeah, I was just calling and I was telling him I love you guys' show. I've been listening for a while. And unfortunately, we're moving back to Santa Barbara this weekend and we don't pick the show up.
Oh, you got to move to where the food is, my friend.
That's true.
What we're
going to do is, I guess, I'm going to have one of my buddies that lives up here tape your show for me and send it down to me during the end of the week, so I can have about a week's worth of your show.
That's a great idea.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Good. Thank you, Mike.
Just people.
People. And as long as we're on the topic of Germany, we could get into this whole Hitler is gay thing.
I don't think that's that. You know, I've heard that before. Yeah. That
we got some more definitive proof, though, on this now.
I mean, look at the guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you fat bastard.
Hey, son of a bitch. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. What's going on down there?
Come on, what do you want?
What do I want? I want your wife.
Well, get out of here. F you, please. Everybody wants my wife.
Please.
Say, I'm polite, though.
It is nice.
F you, please.
F you, please.
New book shocker, Hitler was gay. Now, I know that we've touched on this before, and we've mentioned this before, but this gives some more definitive proof that Hitler was a homo.
Well, look at the hand gestures.
Let me see. German professor, Dr. Luther Machtan of Bremen University, has written a new book. And as a matter of fact, we're booking him as a guest on the show. Right. The book is called Hitler's Secret, The Double Life of a Dictator. Get a dictator, although I don't think he meant it like that.
Right.
Let me see. He writes that after years of research, she's unearthed enough startling documents, letters, and transcripts to prove that Adolf Hitler was homosexual. Almost everyone believes the monster was madly in love with longtime mistress Eva Braun. Wrong. Hitler's household manager, Herbert Doring, said they had no sex whatsoever.
Really?
This is now Adolf and Eva. The relationship never went that far. Eva Braun was a prop, mm-hmm. and she accepted it. She was
a beard.
She was the beard. Mm. Right. The thought of physical contact with Eva Braun would be to him a contamination of his homosexual mission.
Ah.
The black-hearted Nazi was a jealous and possessive lover who had a string of affairs with men.
Oh, dear.
And then we get some names and some events here.
Right.
August Kutzbring shared an apartment with Adolf Hitler for a few months in Vienna in 1907. Hitler was 18. August was 19.
Now we're talking about Vienna sausage.
They were inseparable. People take us for brothers. August wrote in a letter that was uncovered by the guy who's written this book.
Oh, hello, August.
That's what Adolf and I would like to be.
Oh, I didn't know.
Once after a separation, Hitler met his boyfriend at the train station. He greeted me in joyful excitement with a full-mouthed kiss.
Jerk in einen Circle,
wrote August in a letter. In another document, he wrote about the night the two took shelter from storm in a barn.
Wo ist der Song?
I told Adolf to remove his wet shirt and underpants and wrap himself in a dry cloth.
Dry cloth was me.
He lay down naked on the cloth. I folded the ends together and wrapped him up tightly in it. Adolf was highly amused by the whole venture, and the romantic conclusion pleased him greatly.
Oh, no.
In World War II, Adolf Hitler had a lust for a fellow soldier named Ernst Schmidt.
Hi.
The names. Hello, Ernst.
Hans Mend, who is still alive, served alongside Hitler.
Right.
Quote, we noticed he never looked at women. We suspected him of homosexuality right away. In 1925, we were down by a brewery in the hay.
Of course.
Hitler was bedded down with Ernest. We heard a rustling in the hay.
Ernst.
Was I Ernest?
Trying to Jim Varney there for something.
Hey, Hitler. Then someone switched on a flashlight and said, take a look at those two Nancy boys.
Wow.
The friend liked to pick up male hookers, and Adolf Hitler was also fond of his chauffeurs. He kept a jealous eye on Amel Maurice, especially, who he called Handsome Amel, or Emil, I don't know what his name is. They took long rides into the country and often donned matching outfits.
Let's put our sailor suits on.
In 1934, Hitler had ordered anyone who could name him as a homosexual to be murdered.
That doesn't surprise me.
There you go. So that's interesting.
And a lovely picture of the late Führer.
Hitler strikes a pose.
Yeah.
So this the dude's name is Dr. Lothar Mactan, and he's coming on the show. We've booked him as a guest.
Lothar of the Hill People.
To discuss Hitler being a fruit. Hello, Steve, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, the whole show's got a European flavor to it today.
It does.
Yeah, hi, Steve.
The whole show's got a Spiewak feel to it today.
Hi there, Steve. Buddy, are you there? Yo, all right, speak to us. That's right, Dan. Let's go, Dan. Hey, Dan.
Dudes, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air, huh?
I need to ask a question.
Yeah.
Do you think Black Peter had anything to do with Adolf Hitler turning gay? You know,
I think
as a child, Adolf Hitler was scared, S-less.
said
by Black Peter, and it, turned him into the gay sea-sucker that he is.
You never know.
You don't know. I don't know if the two are intertwined or not.
There's minor bigotry on so many levels here, it's hard to keep track of. So much going on here. It really is very difficult. My head is positively swimming.
Well, there's hatred towards Hitler, though.
Of course, universally.
Absolutely, yeah.
We hate Hitler. Hitler was bad.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the Hitler and the sea sucker and the roof, and taking a dump on the roof and Black Peter.
Well, the Black Peter.
Typical. They put it all in the Rolodex.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, I remember you had the same problem a couple of years ago when we originally discovered the legend of Black Peter.
Black Peter, yes, absolutely. Very interesting.
Hello.
Well, like many of the Dutch, I guess. I'm very similar to them, Black Peter. Frightening concept to me.
Hello.
Hello.
Makes perfect sense to Rob.
It does.
Of course it does.
Brings him great joy.
You should have seen yesterday when he was on the internet, and he calls me over and he goes, you're not going to believe what I just found about Black Peter. I said, what? He's got like a whole page, but he was half goat. Hello, Joe, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, yeah, this is Joe. I happen to be a police officer in D.C., and I understand that Black Peter is going to be making a special appearance at a place you're going to be at. Wet.
Well, I got a
Black shows up there quite often.
Oh, that reminds us we
Black Peter.
We have to eventually pay off that bet, don't we?
We are working out the schedule with the homo bowlers to go down to the all gay bar.
Should be exciting.
Hello, Larry, Don and Mike show. Hey, Larry.
Yep. Hold on. All right, Don and Mike show. We got to do a break anyway. Hello, Eric.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi there.
I got a question for Buzz.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, if Buzz, if you were living in Amsterdam, do you think that Cinder Claus will put some weed in your stocking?
I don't know. I'm more likely to hear from Black Peter.
Hello. Except you're unable to have children.
Yes, I'm barren.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. There was a thing on the History Channel about Hitler where they showed how the Nazi Party was coming about. And him and whoever was in this used to like to show how they were just free, and they used to romp around naked, and they used to sit back and, you know, have a picnic naked with all the guys. And then there was a room they had under the stairs where they used to be in there naked, and they used to read poetry and drink schnapps and whatever.
Hitler's and Rob, how come you've never told them? You watch the History Channel might as well be called the Hitler Channel, but
yes,
it's
exactly.
All Hitler all the time. How come you've never told us about Hitler's naked parties?
Yeah, because the Hitler I like is in clothes. I don't know. The uniform was nice. No, I've never heard that, to be perfectly honest.
It was on. It was on about, in New York, it was on about 3 months ago.
All right, thank you.
Drinking schnapps under the stairs and reading poetry naked.
Naked.
Sounds a little like Harry Potter.
With that off Hitler.
Bite your tongue.
Sorry, Harry. With the Fuhrer.
Yes, my Fuhrer.
Oh, your poetry books already, Ernst.
I don't know why that name makes me Ernst.
Ernst is gay.
Now, take your clothes off, your underpants, and let me wrap you in this towel.
Ooh, I'm so chilly. Perhaps we could bring this to its romantic conclusion.
Clear the lines out. I'm going to call 100 at 877-365-3636. The national number, DC 202-432-1067, New York 877-692-1027.
Look, Adam, I brought you cockroaches.
We'll be right back. Oh, you're thinking about the thing last week.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I should have listened to the kids instead of my big, dumb wife.
Well, I shouldn't have called her that. Bite my tongue. Bite my tongue.
Ow!
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, listen, we want to congratulate yesterday's winner of the Mercedes-Benz key, Zeki Golki. Zeki Golki. That's it. I like that. From Arlington, VA. Zeki. Zeki Golki. Sounds like if it's a guy, it could have been one of Hitler's lovers.
Zeki Golki.
Yeah, Zeki Golki. Wins the key for the Mercedes-Benz. The big key show is 2 weeks from today. Let's do three more body parts. Buzz.
Hair.
Hair. All right. Mike.
Team.
Taint.
You weren't going to say taint, were you?
I was close to taint.
As you often are. I think it's a challenge for you and me to never get out of that area.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Embryo.
Okay.
It's a body part, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not a body part. It's a living creature.
Okay. Well, then something down there. I'm trying to think of something.
Uterus.
Thank you.
That's nice.
That's what I was thinking.
Thank you. I knew it's a cousin. You know, you can't have one without the
other. Well, you're thinking in the right area, all down there.
Yeah, right. So your new three words are hair, taint, and uterus.
This is fun.
As you write down the list of body parts to win the Mercedes-Benz key, I know we got a caller 100, and then I want to tell you about our for Ben contest we're doing next week here on the show. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I am caller 100.
Right. And what is your name, my friend?
Tim Patrick.
Hey, where are you from?
Spokane, Washington.
Beautiful. You won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss your favorite episodes. Two back-to-back episodes Sunday night at 9, only on HBO. Go to HBO.com or AOL for more information. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Don and Mike.
Spokane, getting the show live now every day on KFAN. Like that. Like that a lot. All right, next week on the show, boobs for Benz.
I like the sound of it.
Here's what you do, girls. I'm just giving you some advance warning on this. What you want to do is you take your boobs, and before you come down here to the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, you paint them up like Christmas ornaments.
Fantastic.
Really. And what we're going to do is, and I've already checked this out with the weasels at Infinity, as long as there are no heads on the boobs,
right?
We're fine to put boobs aplenty on, like, WNDW.com.
Good.
And DonnaMikeFans.com. I mean, you know, nips and everything.
Sure.
So the deal is, what you want to do right now over the weekend, girls, is think about painting your breasticles
in holiday patterns and colors, and
so that they look like holiday ornaments.
Yeah, the best holiday ornaments win.
Right, and I will probably do it Wednesday or Thursday, someday next week. I'm just giving you some advance notice on that.
You know what I like about this contest today? It allows a lot of creativity, a lot of different presentations, probably.
But either way, you got to come down and you got to show us your boobs
painted,
and what we'll do is take a picture of them, put them on the website, and then we'll have an informal panel judge my question.
Don, will contestants be able to use as much paint or as little as they choose?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Absolutely.
All right.
And let me just say, if you want to enhance your chances to win by perhaps showing us a Christmas wreath,
right,
that would be nice. Now that would require some shaving.
Sure.
I mean, because really, we'd like to see the Christmas wreath down there.
Can you paint down there, too?
No. You paint up on top.
But just painting only up on top.
But down on bottom, if you want to. I mean, if you really, you could actually shave it like a donut down there.
Sure, you can do a lot of things.
Lights, tinsel, fake snow.
Buzz, no. Again, no. Just simple. Just simple. Paint. Just simple. Because, we don't want to get away from the fact that a boob is a boob.
A boob is a boob, and, this speaks to the creativity of the presentation.
So, girls, keep that in mind. Next week, we will be doing boobs for Ben's, and we're getting very, very close now to giving away all of the keys and having the actual key show happening, as I've mentioned, 2 weeks from today.
Very exciting.
2 weeks from today. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, hello.
Good day to you, sir. How are you?
Hey, we're great, thank you.
All right. Ask that guy, how come it can't be Balls for Ben's contest? What's wrong?
Because we're not homos.
I know, but we can paint them up. They're perfect round orbs.
But we're not homos. We're not homos.
It gives us no pleasure to look at a guy's sack all day.
Even the ladies can come in and judge them.
No.
And we don't want to see your holiday roping either.
Yeah, no, we're not doing balls for Ben's. Please, hello. Well, let's go to
String of Corn.
David, hello. Dave, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi, David.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, come on, Dave. Pick it up. Turn your radio down, D.A.
He doesn't get it.
Oh, what a D.A. Please, you're killing me with that.
King of the D.A.s.
Turn your radio down. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, Buzz, Radio Guys.
Hi there.
Hey, I was wondering, Don, did you log any of that homo drag fest that was on Temptation Island last night?
Yeah, I mentioned yesterday when someone called and asked if the reality shows were going down because of the 9/11 thing, the ratings were going down. And I said, no, that really, it's my guilty pleasure. I watch them all.
Right.
The Survivor last night was a ripoff because it was just one of those compilation shows where they just showed you everything that's already happened.
They don't have any new material.
But Temptation Island was pretty gross last night.
It
was
gross? That's just ridiculous. Those effing tools. They should all just get naked and F, man. I mean, that was silly last night.
Yeah, it was. It had some gay elements last night.
The guys that were involved in the island, they got into women's clothing.
The Temptation.
Do you think Craig Wilson had anything to do with that?
Yeah, I mean, that had Craig Wilson written all over it. Speaking of which, we have a bet. A pool now going on inside the office. How many weeks it will be until Craig Wilson writes a column in USA Today about the status of talk radio?
Oh, I would say probably within a month.
He won't name us specifically.
No, he would never do that.
But he will write about
what's wrong.
The awful slant with radio today.
What's wrong with the world?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is Dan from D.C.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Don and Mike. I wanted to rest from all back to the Hitler theme. And has anyone seen Fritz the Cat, where Fritz ends up taking it from Hitler, shall we say?
Well, I happen to know that is Buzz's favorite movie.
I have that movie memorized. I don't remember anything about.
You are thinking perhaps of the movie, and I love this movie with Adam Sandler, Little Nicky.
No. There's a second part. It's Fritz the Cat, and in one of his lives, he's with Hitler. He's in the shower.
Oh, you're talking about the sequel.
So.
You're talking about the sequel, not the original.
Right.
Yeah, okay. No, I don't even remember that movie. It was so bad.
But in Little Nicky, where, of course, Adam Sandler is Satan's son. When you go down to hell, Hitler is constantly being ass-effed.
Oh, really?
Constantly.
Yes. Ah, yes. Very good.
That was great.
And Hitler has to, like, wear a French maid's uniform and bend over.
I never saw that one. I never saw Little Nicky.
All the time. Well, you know, I like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I know you like it. Where is it on the scale of Adam Sandler films? You've seen them all.
Of course, better than The Wedding Singer.
Okay.
Everything's... Oh, hey, how you doing, guy?
How you doing?
He's fake.
Yeah, he is a faker.
Better than The Wedding Singer... Better than Big Daddy.
Oh, really? Better than Big Daddy?
Yeah, well, Big Daddy had that the kid with the fake, I want you to scuba Steve. I want you to be my daddy.
What's your number one? Is your number one that one where he plays the football player? The hell is that one called? What's that
the
one?
The Water Boy.
Waterboy. Is Waterboy number one?
Waterboy's number one. Actually, it's a tie. Waterboy and Happy Gilmore both are great.
Okay.
I'm also a fan of Billy Madison.
So you'd put Billy Madison over Little Nicky?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
Right.
Because in Billy Madison, it's too much of the stupid baby talk. Not enough that I don't own the DVD and watch it.
Sure.
But it's just, it's almost over the top.
We're due for a new Adam Sandler film.
Yeah, and I would recommend it to you because, what's his name? Harvey Keitel is in it, and he's pretty great.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Satan. He's Little Nicky's dad. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys had seen the series of Boondocks comics that they're picking on Miss Cleo.
The series of what?
Yeah, in the Washington Post, the Boondocks.
A comic strip, I guess. Rob would know.
I think it's on the first page, about three down and one over from Bob Levy.
Okay.
Exactly.
I wouldn't know. Don't read the comics. Thank you, though, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you later. And, speaking of Miss Cleo, that Miss Cleo that we called gave us the date of January 4th as the start date in Philly. And I will tell you that last night on the train ride back from New York, Ken was extra chilly to us.
Yeah, Ken was on the train with his friend Jeff Hedges.
And Ken, as you know, has promised to us that he would give us an answer on when we start in Philadelphia by the end of the week, which technically would be today.
And the funny thing is that as Ken was on the train with us coming back from New York, Ken got off in the city of brotherly love
in Philadelphia.
Yeah. He even took the time to come up to my window and rap on it and tell me goodbye.
So really unusual. And he wasn't that chilly because didn't he buy us a beverage at the beginning of the evening?
He ran like a bat out of hell to the Cafe Excella to get beer. Obviously, they weren't serving fast
enough. Yeah, it was just because it wasn't anything to do with us being nice towards us. He was just parched.
Yeah.
So, Rob, I'm going to ask you now, so we don't have to go through the whole exercise with getting Maureen, his secretary, on the air, who hates going on the air with us. Just call YSP.
Get him on the line.
Get him on the line, and let's see if we can get an answer out of him today, because it's, after all, it's Friday. He owes us our answer.
He goes, you predicted this. You predicted that he would
go to the wire.
To the wire. And, you know, he's not going to have an answer now.
I'll give you another prediction. 5 o'clock today.
Maybe.
And when I call him at 5 o'clock, they're going to say he's on the train.
He's left.
He's already on his way back.
Right.
Hello. You'll
probably end up having to call him on the weekend.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Fortunately, I know where he lives.
Right.
Which is why I gave, I almost said St. Peter. Gave Black Peter the directions to his house.
Yeah, Don will be driving to Ken's house with a gentleman from Spain with a bag.
Hello, Woody.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, do you remember Little Nicky? Actually, Adolf wasn't getting they were putting pineapples in there.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
That's right. He would have to bend. Well, you know, same difference. He had something going in, but yeah, he would bend over there and have these gigantic pineapples.
Can I say hi to Buzz?
Sure.
You just did. Hi.
Hey, Buzz, and see ya, Boo Boo and the Bone.
Okay, bye bye.
Very good.
Bye bye.
Yeah, they've latched on to Bone with me, Don, but they're floating around a lot of nicknames with you. They don't seem to want to lock on to Boo Boo. They don't want to lock on to Goose or to Moose yet. It hasn't played out yet.
That's all right. I think I think probably once my gang from high school gets in here, probably Big Moose is probably going to be the one that sticks.
Okay, very good.
And speaking of which, I know that I've done a lot of talking about, you know, how I've gained some weight. And I think I mentioned on the air that I weigh like 220. I got on the scale today. My wife says to me, how much do you weigh? I said, oh, I don't know, 219, 220. I gained a couple of pounds. What'd they say?
He is taking a meeting in his office, can't be disturbed. They offered to take a message, but I countered with, we'll call back.
All right. Very good.
And Maureen says hi, always nice.
So anyway, wait, 2:35.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, wow. That's a shock.
You don't, I mean, I know, I'm not.
That is a shock.
You're going to say I'm blowing smoke up your ass here, but I'm
saying. Ever sucked a jelly out of a jelly donut?
I mean, I thought I weighed.
Let's do the shirt.
I thought I weighed like 220 tops. I get on this scale, and I'm like, what? 235? There must be something wrong with the scale. Mm. So I go in the other room to where we got the doctor's scale, the kind that's got the sliding thing on top of it. And I stand up on there, and I think, oh, Christ, this is a real sign of being really fat. I take off my socks. Like my socks are adding 10 pounds. And I get up there, and the thing, it doesn't budge. It's 235.
Well, you're not to my stage yet. Before I weigh in, I pop out my fillings.
So anyway, you look fine.
Happy day to me.
235.
You look just fine, neighbor.
You'll recover.
Neighbor.
I sent the checks in today.
Oh, Christ.
It's done.
Well, you know what? You're going to get your payback.
It's done.
You're going to get your payback.
Yeah, I know. I know I am.
Because your wife has already been in touch with my wife.
Yeah.
And you, yesterday,
I saw the email that she sent, which was just basically, you know, it was something like right out of a catalog.
Right. Yesterday on the train, Mike is saying to me, I think we'll be going to Court Furniture Rental to get some furniture. And I get home and Frida says, look at the email I got from Laura that, you know, we're going to go shopping for furniture and that we know all the great places to buy stuff and you know.
Yeah, I kind of thought this was like a one-time expense and,
No.
Oh, no.
It could be a lifetime of expense.
I suppose.
And as it turns out, I'm glad my wife got that, that stupid thing off the street. I'm glad that she picked someone else's garbage up. Saved me a couple $100.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, Campbell. Bottom Mike Show. Campbell, are you there?
Hi. There is a lengthy psychological report by Walter C. Langer called The Mind of Adolf Hitler that was commissioned by the United States government right before World War II on Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
And in this report, it says that he was partial to Boston steamers and golden showers. And there's also the theory that he had monochronism, which is the one testicle disorder, but then again, that was just the Russians saying that. So
that's a fact. We know that Hitler only had one nut.
Yeah,
but I didn't know that he was into the golden showers.
Wow.
All right, thank you, Campbell. Hello.
And what's a Boston steamer?
Oh, I believe it has to do with. Hello. Ask for it by name.
You've heard of that before?
Yeah, I think we've had it on the show. Remember, we had the list like with the Dirty Sanchez and stuff like that?
And Boston Steamer was on there?
It was on that list.
Boston Steamer.
Hello, Pete. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Hello, hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
I can't hear you.
Well, how could you say I can't hear you when we say can you hear us?
Hello there.
Yeah, hello.
He's faking it.
You're killing me on that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, at 2:35, I think you now qualify as a Johnny Bulky.
Oh, it's the Grease Man checking in.
Oh, hey, Michael.
Yes, sir.
I've got a set of nodule-laden doodads here.
Very good, Grease.
Yeah. Buzz?
Yes, sir. Yes, Grease.
Who's your daddy?
Let me just say...
The Grease Man had called, like, what, 2 days ago?
Pains me to do this. The expiration date on this guy calling in has run out.
Okay.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to cut you loose.
Yeah, it was wonderful, though. It was a good run.
Well, it lasted.
May I leave you with one last bit, then?
Make it quick, please.
Okay. Back in my days as Spermicles in the Holy Roman Empire, I met... Spermidocles. Gag.
Wow.
And lost
and a fitting end there because, you know, we were trying. You know, we all, there was a little smile here and there, but I mean, no.
He always goes down in flames.
And he went, well, no, he also, it was like 2 days ago.
It's like Willie Mays. It's like Johnny Unitas, like the guys who just don't know when to quit.
Yeah, they play too long and it's so sad.
And then you remember them sucking ass.
Right.
You like to remember them at the peak.
Yeah, he went out with a loss instead of a victory.
Let me see. You got some jail mail here, but not jail. I got time for this before the break, right? Jail mail, but not for Charlie Stossel.
Just brief.
Jail mail for
It says personal attention, Lisa. Ooh. And it comes from a guy named Louie, who's in the joint in Rathway, New Jersey. And I got to just point out this.
You know, is that Rathway or Rahway? And I only ask that because if it's Rahway, that's a nasty, nasty penitentiary.
Well, maybe it's it could be T-H or maybe it's R-A-H-W-A-Y.
That's Rahway. Rahway. Yeah. Rahway is... Rahway's like, they don't get much nastier than that.
Big. All right, here you go. Hi, Lisa.
Oh.
I'm a big fan of the show and was listening today when J-Lo called from Trenton State. I couldn't believe my ears the first time you offered to be his pen pal in lieu, L-E-W, of a prize. My mind immediately went into disbelief when he didn't say yes. Then he called back. I've always enjoyed hearing you laugh and giggle in the background and your participation on the show. Many times I've wondered what you look like. The artist they compared you to left me with no clue. He spells clue, C-L-E-W.
Clue.
Clue. But your first goodbye on the mic to CeeLo certainly let out your sultry side. My name's Louie. I'm in Rahway State Prison, in Rahway, serving a... It started as a 9.
Right.
He's got to scratch through that, going 8.
Right.
And apparently trying to make himself look better. Now it's down to 3. Since 9-8, a 3-year sentence.
Wow.
I had a store in New Brunswick. I specialized in wireless PCS communications. I had a lot of corporate customers I kind of bought with me when I left PageNet. Long and short, I shouldn't have. So here, H-E-A-R, I am.
Now, that's quite a cryptic explanation of why he's in the joint.
I don't know. And if this
clients from his former employer, apparently.
Yeah, but for that...
They don't put you in jail for that.
You don't. You go to Oz for that?
Well, maybe he took more than just clients.
I'm 6'2", tall, blonde, with hair that I keep. I'm shaved everywhere except my head.
Oh, there we go.
With what I've got, I've learned to love it. Especially when you consider what a black man with clippers can do to a white boy's head. You come out of it like Johnny Scissorhands to a shot at you after a fifth of scotch.
Okay, we, you know, I knew, I just had a feeling at a certain point we would enter the land of the weird here.
I have a great sense of humor. Something you need not to go crazy in this society. What I'm trying to say is before you get 4 tons of listener mail asking if you'd consider writing them, I'd like you to write me. You have an exciting job and lifestyle, and I think we could have a fun life together.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure we could have good stories to tell. I made a mistake that will be paid for in another year, even though back
now it's gone from 9 to 8 to 3 to a year.
Another year. I can't think of a better way to spend it than to be your pal and listen to your background and laughs when coming to the microphone while I read your letters.
J.O.
Oh, I'm 37. And my brother has told me to grow my body hair back.
Oh, wow.
When I asked why, explaining the advantages, not to have other inmates being bar beds and the question of hygiene, I asked him why. He said, because you look like that guy in Natural Born Killers, Woody Harrelson.
Oh,
so there's your idea of what I look like without my body hair. Should I grow it back? Peace and love, Louie.
Louie. Well, that one's very difficult.
Wow.
Very difficult to decipher. And, you know, the only person that can make that decision as to whether she will correspond is Lisa, whether she'll write back or not.
Right. Come on in, Lisa. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy.
Hi, Roy.
I'm down in Rockville right now.
Hi.
I'm in work release in Winchester, Virginia, man. You're talking down to the guys in jail.
How am I talking down? I'm reading this fella's letter on the air.
Well, that guy's a doofus.
Well, now you're talking down to him.
Well, I mean, some of the guys in the jail are the best guys you ever meet in your life.
Sure, that's why they're there.
Sure, that's what G. Gordon Liddy told me. Some of the nicest people you're ever going to meet are in jail.
But G. Gordon Liddy was in federal prison, too, so...
What were you in for? What were you in for?
DUI.
DUI?
DUI. And did you meet some great lifelong friends there?
I met some nice guys there that are in there for stupid things.
Now, you didn't like it. We're kind of poking fun at that. Didn't you think that letter was a little weird?
Yeah, it was, but, you know, it makes me kind of mad that some of the guys that are in there are like that, and some of the guys aren't, and then everybody picks fun at them.
I don't get that. How do you spell the word clue?
C-L-U-E.
There you go.
We're only making fun of the individuals.
Well, I mean, it's just that guy right there, I don't know.
He's done
something.
You know, what I'm hearing from this guy, seriously, is I am hearing that your jail experience has been so terrific.
Yes,
that you're standing up for inmates, and that says something. You don't hear that very often.
I think we can isolate as a soundbite the part where this guy said you will meet some of the nicest people you ever meet in your life in jail.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm glad you enjoyed jail, sir.
Were you?
I met some guys that would do anything in the world for you.
Well, you were in.
You bet they would do anything.
That's why they're there.
They would do anything in the world
to you.
Yeah.
You're in minimum security. I would take it if you're on a work release program.
Two doors is maximum.
What's that?
A two door lockdown is maximum in Virginia.
So you're on a work release program from a maximum security joint?
Yes, sir.
And DUI, you kill somebody?
Nope.
Why are you in a maximum security prison?
That's the only one they have there in Winchester.
It's the only one, Mike, is the only jail they had.
Okay. Conveniently located.
But it's a good jail, and you never meet some of the... Who would you like to use a shout-out to some of your best friends from prison?
We don't even get your show up there.
Huh. Oh. Now, you didn't kill anybody, did you?
No. I was passed out behind the wheel with keys in the switch.
And how many times had you done that?
This was my third one.
Yeah.
Third one, that might explain. There might be the reason that maybe you had to go to the place with the double doors.
Yeah, pretty much.
So did you ever have anal?
No.
Anybody ever try to do it to you?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Did you ever get married to some guy in jail?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who was your best buddy?
I agree, Lisa. I think he's playing fast and loose.
We got a guy in there that's his name is Tyler. He's a college graduate.
What's he in for?
I never asked him. I mean,
sure.
From what I gather from a couple of the other guys, he was in a business with someone else and
took some of their clients.
I think he's done a little bit more than class.
He didn't have a clue, C-L-E-W. Well, listen, let me just say, you're doing a great job of standing up for all guys who are in the joint. And, listen, I'll take your word for you. You meet the nicest people in prison.
When do you go back? What time do you go back this afternoon?
6:00.
6:00. So you must be pretty well-behaved if they're letting you out to do some work.
I got one more week.
One more week, and then what? Then you're loose on society again?
I'm out.
One more week and you're out.
I'm going to come see you guys, man. I love you guys.
Oh, yeah. Please, come on down. Absolutely. Come on down. Goodbye.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Drive carefully.
So what's the answer for the guy who wrote the letter, Remy?
Well, I was thinking about it, you know, being a pen pal and everything, and then he said he was 37, which is too old.
It's not compatible age-wise.
Too old.
Correct.
Too old.
But I would like to keep the letter for my files, please.
Oh, there you go. It's for you. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I know we got a break. Hi, what can we do for you?
I was just calling to comment about that guy that was talking about the jails in Winchester.
Yes.
Well, I went through a 10-week program for DUI, and they took us on a tour of one of the old jails, and they set up the guys that they're like street alcoholics. They set them up through a program to you know, get them back on their feet, and they put them up, you know, with a bed and stuff and TV, and, you know, there are some nice guys in there, but they're just, you know, down-and-out drunks.
All right, so once again, this is the second guy now calling to say, and let me just paraphrase here, you meet the nicest people in jail.
Right.
You know, now, are you talking about, I mean, this guy that called us before sounded like he was in a maximum security prison.
Well, the reason is because third offense DUI is a felony. It's
okay.
treated as habitual, it's not habitual offender anymore.
Right, but you're backing up this guy's, his thought that you meet the nicest people in prison. You meet great guys.
I've never been in prison, but I've been in local jail in Winchester, and, you know...
Did you meet nice people in the local jail?
Sure.
We could almost have a contest. Who's the nicest guy you ever met in prison?
Or jail.
Or jail, county jail.
Who's the nicest guy? I can tell you, for me, it's Rob.
Thank you.
That's so nice. That's very, very nice.
Not many people know that's where Don and I met.
That's it.
All right, who was the nicest person you ever met in jail? Who was your best buddy from jail?
Who, for me?
Yeah.
The guy, well, it wasn't a guy in jail. It was the guy that was teaching the class.
But of all of your fellow classmates.
Mr. Holland.
You know, and then you can expand on the contest. What's the nicest thing anyone ever did for you in jail?
And what's the nicest thing you've ever done that got you in jail?
There you go.
What jail has the nicest guys in it?
What's the nicest experience you've ever had in jail?
Sweet-smelling jail.
Salad toss.
We wouldn't even have to make it. What's the worst thing that ever happened? You might find a guy that liked it.
What's the best thing that happened to you in jail? Are you there?
Oh, me?
Yeah, no, dumbass. Of course you. What's the best thing that ever happened to you in jail? And don't give me the stuff about, you know, that they helped you with whatever your problem was. What's the best thing that happened to you in jail?
Well, that I only stayed overnight.
That's the nicest
one
thing.
Nice.
All right, thank you.
I got sleep off my buzz.
Thank you. All right, gotcha.
Who's the nicest radio host to ever serve hard time in jail?
If you're keeping track right now, we had the letter from prison. Then we had the guy saying, don't make fun of the jail people. And then we had the guy calling to defend the guy that said, don't make fun of the jail people.
Hello, Judy. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Judy.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, honey. You know, Robbie, is there a problem with this phone line here?
I don't. You know what? Everything is configured. She should hear you.
She can't hear me. Hey, Johnny, I'm getting Dick on this phone line.
Joni, can you hear us?
No, it's Judy. No,
she's
Judy.
Gone now.
She's out. I'm sorry about that, everybody. Hello, Bruce.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Doing okay.
I've been in the Winchester jail for a day, and the best thing that happened to me was getting out. There's nobody's guilty in that jail, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
Nobody ever is. Nobody was guilty.
You're all checking in with us today.
Nobody was innocent. No, Andy Dufresne. Andy Dufresne was not guilty.
We got to isolate that, though. You meet the nicest people in prison. Yes. Some really great guys.
Absolutely. And you talk to a lot of DAs because, you know, you're in the legal system.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's a national number, 877-365-3636. D.C. 202-432-1067. And New York City, your hotline is 877-692-1027.
Il n'aime pas du cannabis. Voilà, Donald Geronimo and Michelle O'Mara.
Oh. I love this George Harrison song. It's from the album that's called Orange Texture. Had the cover on it. Felt like an orange on the. I mean, right. It's like the ridges, like the orange.
Right. A lot of people said this album was the one where they really demonstrated that he was more of an influence than he'd ever gotten credit for.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of like that. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah. Like when they got into that Maharishi crap, that was him.
Yeah.
And a lot of the Sgt. Pepper stuff was him. That was his influence.
Absolutely.
And I didn't know that he wrote. What's the sappy song? Something. Yeah, I didn't know George Harrison wrote that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, well, he's dead, and I'm bummed about it.
That was his only A-side. That's like their last album. They said, oh, yeah, let him have the A-side. So thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah. All right, well, George Harrison, I'm sure you've heard that. There's no news bulletin. He's dead, and I'm bummed. A lot of people are bummed about that.
Yeah.
But not so bummed that we're not... still doing our list of body parts for the Mercedes-Benz. And we'll go to Buzz once again for the first word this time.
Breast.
Breast. Oh, you stole it from me.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right. Mike. Mike?
Yeah.
That one?
Helmet.
All right. But I'm afraid I'm going to have to go with simply shaft.
Very good.
So those are the...
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, shaft.
John Shaft.
Those are the three new words for you there. Breast, helmet, shaft. We're simply making a list of body parts today.
We're creating a Frankenstein's monster.
To win the Mercedes-Benz key party is 1 week from... 2 weeks, rather, from today. Still to come on today's show, we'll have the most beautiful woman in network sports joining us, Jim Nancy.
Yes, very exciting.
Listen, we're going to be able to find out from Rudy Martsky exactly what the dealio is with Craig Wilson from USA Today.
Yeah. See if there's talk about us around the USA Today building.
And Charlie Stossel going to be arguing with movies today with the always volatile gun owner, American, Wendell Hall. But first... A Friday favorite.
It's time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Jeff Hardy, and I know he was all over the news yesterday, all over the news today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the host. The host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Donnie, Buzzy.
Hey,
how are you?
Regis Philbin.
How y'all doing? It's good to be here. Great to be here. Very excited, always. Don and Mike show number one all over the country. Lots of listeners listening to all the shows that you guys do. You're great. You're terrific, and I love coming on the show to see each and every one of you. And it's a great day. Great to be me, as per usual. Great to be Regis Philbin.
Well, now, Regis, I've just got to say, I mentioned this yesterday on the show. I was watching the Regis and Kelly show yesterday. Regis and Kelly Lee yesterday.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Did you play New York trivia?
And you you were bummed out yesterday. You were on TV saying they're canceling Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, no. Not bummed out at all. No. That's no truth to that at all, Don.
I saw you on television. You appeared. Now, you seem happier today. But yesterday when you were on TV, you seemed to be underneath it all, sad and hurt and mad at the network.
Bitter.
All right, let's turn the music off for a second.
Turn the millionaire music off.
I can't go on with this crap. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that everything is normal in my life when, in fact, everything's unraveling. Everything is unraveling in my life, Don.
Why?
I'm not a happy man.
Why?
What you saw was accurate. I thought I was putting up the good front. I thought I came in on the show and I thought I did good job of hosting with Kelly. And the fact is, I want to die. No, I'm waiting to die.
Waiting.
It's a series of misfortunes that have befallen me. That really, I don't know if I'm going to be able to come out of the abyss. This is such BS that they're putting me through. I'm sorry.
Now, you're going to lose it?
I'm sorry.
Are you going to lose it?
Give me a second here. Don, I got to talk to you. I come on these talk shows, you know, these radio shows, and I usually do a great job. But here's the deal. I'm not able to do it anymore because I've just reached my zenith. They're pushing me around, and they're kicking me off Millionaire.
Yeah, I know. And I knew
you don't know how bad that makes me
feel. I knew that this was boiling. This was boiling underneath yesterday.
I'm tired of living.
Oh, now, Regis.
I am tired of living.
Regis, you still got...
I want to go home.
The daytime show.
I want God to take me home. You don't understand how bad it is.
You want to play cards with George Harrison? Is that what it is?
I want to go see Grandpa Philbin. I want to go see him because it's really horrible. You want to know the whole scoop because I'm tired. I'm tired of putting up the company line. But the last 4 weeks have been unquestionably the worst 4 weeks of my life. And I'm not talking about the tragedy. You know, the tragedy was bad.
You mean 9/11?
But it didn't affect me personally and most of my life. If something does not impact me directly, I don't care.
Right.
So let me explain to you what's happened.
All right, the tragedy, the real tragedy behind...
Well, the truth about is the son of a bitches at ABC are coming out now and saying, I'm not part of their plans.
Regis,
you don't understand. This is killing me. I want to die. Now, I don't want to. I'm tired of living.
Are you saying that you're considering suicide?
I have. I've thought about it. I've thought about actually getting up on top of the building at ABC, throwing myself to the street, and saying, that's it. Who wants to be a millionaire? And that's Joy Philbin. She'll collect on the life insurance policy.
And, you know, if you were to do that, if you were to jump off the ABC building, I'd be able to see you from my apartment. And now, my new neighbor...
Mike
would also be able to see you from his
apartment. I could call you, give you a heads up, you discover the body. There have been a variety of ways that I've considered suicide, and I'm thinking very seriously of it right now. I like the idea of pills. You know, I've got a series of pills, tranquilizers,
things that I would normally take to sedate me on my cross-country flights that I could eat a lot of, like 20 or 30. And the other reason I came is not just to do your show, but to talk to Buzz, who I know is into pharmaceuticals and could help me out. But it all started with this son of a bitch that said, I'm not going to be. They're going to replace me with Gallagher or somebody like this. Some lesser-known comedian like Drew Carey, who's really personally responsible for bringing the network down.
Not you.
Not me. I'm the savior. But no, they're kicking me out because it's a whole age thing. That's what they're doing.
Have you ever thought about the thing about this? How about if Gelman just sodomizes you to death?
That's part of the problem, if we can speak frankly.
Yeah.
Eisner found out.
Oh, Eisner found out about your
about
thing?
Gelman and I.
Yeah?
I couldn't hide it from him because he had pictures. we get together on the set before the show and after the show in particular.
Yeah.
After the blonde bitch goes home.
Kelly Lee.
And I hate to call her that, but she's like they all are. They're interchangeable. They're little malls. That's what they are. They're little tiny malls. You can put anybody in that seat, and I've demonstrated.
She seems wonderful. She's quick-witted. She's beautiful.
Cute, yeah. She's quick-witted. Well, I'll rhyme with that. She's quick-witted and big.
Hey, yeah,
right.
She is.
Absolutely. That's what I like about it. But not really, because, that doesn't appeal to me. So we would, there was some guy that was an intern that took photographs, digital pictures of Gelman and I having sex after the show was concluded.
Wow. Who was pitching and who was catching?
I was catching. Always. I'm an old guy and I don't have the energy or stamina. I'd rather just lie, put my stomach across the chair and enjoy myself. And so they showed these pictures. Eisner called me in, and that's what started it. But that's just the first part of the bad news. Not only does Eisner have me up against the barrel because of these pictures,
yeah,
but they're saying that the ratings are slipping, which I can't do anything about. They put me in crappy time slots. Then I go on Letterman, and I hear him talking about me. He said, I forget my lines, and I smell. That's what he said to
now
one
listen,
of his colleagues.
Why do you go on the Letterman show when you are just made out to be a dope, a doofus? Is it? Do you got a thing for Letterman?
Oh, I love David.
Like you got a thing for Gelman?
I love David, but I'm more. I've known Alan Coulter, his announcer on that show, for probably the better part of 30 years, and he's a good friend. And Alan and I, that's my true friend over there. And he's calling me saying, now that I'm the announcer after they got rid of the previous one, Bill
right.
Wendell,
right.
Alan Coulter called me and said they fired Wendell. So what they're going to do now is they're going to bring me in, and I need you to help me out. If I have a connection with you, now that you're getting hot, I said, how much is it worth to you? He said, we could rekindle our friendship, if you know what I mean.
So you at one time had...
I've had sex with Alan Coulter.
Wow.
The announcer for Letterman. And also Pardo. Pardo and I, Don Pardo and I. We're the old guys. We've been around a long time. Most of us are gay.
I don't think that Letterman swings that way.
No, he's not. He's hetero. The whole Midwestern thing. As a matter of fact, he doesn't like anybody. I think he stays to himself.
Do you have a fantasy, though, about you and Dave?
Letterman?
Yeah.
No, that's not the talk show host that I'm thinking about. I like Conan O'Brien. I really do. He's Irish, and he's got that shock of hair, that pale white skin that I like so much that Michael Gelman has. I'd just like to have an opportunity to tell him. I've been on that show, too. I've gone on all the talk shows. I like that. I got my list, actually. I like Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
He's number one. I love that Jon Stewart. He's a good-looking kid, don't you think?
These are guys, you're not basing them on their ability to have a good show. These are guys that you would like to...
Well, there's like to, but there's also guys that I've known for years in the business. And Flame Coulter over at Letterman is a guy that has always treated me very, very well. And I really enjoy my time with him. But that's not the beginning of the bad news.
Well, what else is bad?
The bad news was, after Letterman, my workouts with Radu have become tougher and tougher. I can't feel my toes anymore after my workouts.
Oh,
I'm becoming old and feeble, and I just can't go on, Don, because Eisner told me something today that's just going to break my heart.
What did Eisner tell you today?
They don't want me in the theme parks anymore.
Oh.
They don't want me in World, Land, or Euro.
They've whored you out to those places for years.
Buena Vista Television had me in those parks twice a year, whether I wanted to be there or not. And I was there for anything that was opening, grand opening.
The stupid Easter parade every year you did for Disney?
Well, they are letting me perform in the Christmas parade this year. But Eisner told me he wants me to play a character that I'm not even familiar with.
Who is it?
Black Peter. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I don't understand what this is. What he wants me to do, put on black makeup and come out of a bag. And I said, I'm not ready for that. I want people to know it's Regis. The respect is gone. The support is gone. It's just not funny anymore for me. And I'm really ready to die. I don't want to live.
All right, well, then I will give you a variety of options. I think this would be a ratings bonanza.
Right.
Let's face it, we're in a ratings sweep now ourselves. We can use the help.
I wish my friend Gene Rayburn was still here.
Yeah.
God, did we make love.
Oh, no.
In Central Park under a big stone.
I'll give you the opportunity. If you would like to kill yourself on the show.
Right.
We have a parking garage downstairs.
All right.
We can do the thing where we hook up the hose to the tailpipe.
Mm-hmm. They're taking it all away from me, Don. Right after Millionaire, they're going to take Live. When they take Live, you might as well just take the blood out of my veins, because I'm dead. I'm an empty shell. I'm a carcass. Well, I'm a corpse.
Buzz can give you some pills.
I'd like that.
I don't know. I'd hate to contribute.
I know that Wendell Hall is a gun owner. You can, in fact, blow your brains out on the air if you like.
That'd be too painful. I like the idea of, you ever see John Gielgud in Caligula? Where he cuts his wrists and he lies in the tub?
Yeah, we can bleed you like a veal.
That appeals to me. I'd like to do that. A veal. Hold That's on. Very, who you got?
Hold on. The hotline. Hold on. Let me just pick up the,
All right.
Hello? Hold on. It's for you.
All right. Cool. Transfer it over here.
It's Gelman.
Hi. And he, can you excuse me a second?
Yeah, I think he must be listening.
Go ahead.
What did it come back?
Uh-oh.
Negative. I told you. I told you you didn't have anything to worry about. No problem at all. No, well, that's why you get tested. Next time, you'll not stray. I understand. I love you, too.
Is he listening?
I'll see him. No, he's not. He's up in New York, but he's not listening today. He's in the studio. Turn on the Don and Mike Show on WNEW.
Tell him to turn it on right now.
All right?
Tell him that we got delays.
I'm not today. I'm not going to do that. I'm feeling low, but I... Look, we have to talk about
Gelman,
that better.
Gelman, if you can hear me on the radio, Regis wants to kill himself.
I know. Don't listen to him.
Regis wants to kill himself.
Look, he's going
to
do that again. If you tell him that, he's going to get more upset. His test came back negative.
That's what I hear.
He had a sore.
Listen to me, Gelman. Regis wants to off himself.
I'm not going to kill myself today.
And I want to tell you something else. He's had sex with Letterman's announcer.
Oh.
Oh, why did you do that? Why the hell did you do that?
And he wants Conan.
Why did you do that? I come to you because this is therapy. Therapy for me. Oh,
pick it up. Just pick it up yourself.
Again. Hello, Michael. Stop it. Michael. He's sobbing. He's sobbing, right? Michael, he's. I know. Yes, I have. I don't lie to you. You know, that's my thing. I have had sex with Alan Coulter. Years ago, in the 60s.
A long time ago.
At Jack Paar's house. That's right. Don't worry about it. Please stop your crying. Don't cry like a little schoolgirl. You know, when you cry, it actually arouses me. Please, I'm not going to... No, I am not. I'm talking about it with him. I'm telling him how depressed I am, because they're taking Millionaire away from me. But if you cry, it's going to hurt me even more. I will call you after the show. I love you, too. No, nobody's better than you. Yeah, hold on. Wait, what? We're on the air. I got... Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right, talk. All right, I'll talk. You go ahead.
You give it to me, babe. You give it to me like no man has. I love when you give it to me.
This is a private moment.
Man. You're the gal man.
This is a private moment.
And I love you. I know. I like yours better.
This is a private moment.
I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. That'll embarrass me. All right.
I would.
All right, here you go. Yours feels better.
Oh.
Yours feels the best. Yours feels the best. I love you. Goodbye. You're a good man. All right. I'll shake them like dice. Thank you. Goodbye. Michael, I love you. Don't cry. Okay, till tonight. Till tonight, my love. Till tonight, lover. Goodbye. Always wants me to tell him that his feels the best.
Sure.
I can't help it. He's fine now. I have to say this. He told me, he insisted, Don.
Yeah.
I will not be committing suicide today.
Oh, great news.
Thank God.
Great news, Regis.
I've lost my zest for living, though. I really have. And I'm not doing any more stunts. Not online. I'm not. You understand me?
You're not going to dress up like Uncle Sam anymore?
No, I don't want to do that. No, no Halloweens, no Valentine's Day Cupids, diapers, all that crap. Well, I'm going to sit there, wear a suit, and I'm wearing the same outfit now for the rest of my life. A blue blazer, gray flannels, and a red tie.
Now listen,
and F them if they can't take a joke.
Last question. We got 1 minute left. I got to ask you. Your wife, Joy. How is she reacting to all that? I mean, obviously, the sexual stuff that we've kidded about for years is out there.
That's another part of the problem.
You're suicidal over the cancellation of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
She laughs at my pain.
She does.
She mocks me. She said to me, I don't know if I can repeat on the air what she said to me at breakfast today.
What did
before
she...
I flew up here to do your show.
What did she say?
She said, this is what you get, faggot.
Wow.
Oh. That's what she said to me.
Wow. Cool.
And I, and then she laughed. She laughed a cackling laugh where she showed her teeth, and she leaned her head back until her red wig fell off.
Hold on.
Then she had to go off and shoot Haven.
The phone is ringing. Let me get it this time. Hello? Hey, Joy. Oh, no, you know I always think you're so hot.
What the hell does she want?
You're so hot.
Don't.
I do,
yeah.
Yeah, sure, hold on.
Oh, no.
She wants to talk to you.
Tell her do I have to?
I put her on hold. Right. It's your wife.
It's Joy Philbin?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What? No. Right. Yep. I don't know. Okay. Sure. Right. Later. Bitch.
Ow!
God, she loves torturing me. I swear to God.
You know what she said? I picked the phone. She said, hey, Don. I said, yes. She says, is the faggot there?
Yeah, that's it. The relationship's gone right now. Oh. She spends my money. You know, she only got that Haven show where she goes to celebrities' homes and she takes tours. Ooh, that's fascinating. Oh, what a bitch.
All right, well, Regis, you're going to get over this. I'm going to tell you, you're going to come out of this a better man.
No, I don't want to live anymore.
Now, come on, you want to live.
I'd like to take my own life. I really would. The only thing that keeps me going, seriously, is Gelman.
Have you ever thought
about... If he breaks up with me, I'm dead.
Hey, Buzz, what's that In Excess thing that...
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah. You ever thought about that with Gelman?
We've done it together. With my ties.
You've done that with
Yeah, with the multicolored ties from the Regis Philbin collection.
With your millionaire neckties?
Absolutely. We've done it to all of them. It's a lot of fun.
Risky.
He hangs me, and then I J.O. We have a wonderful time together. You know what? You've cheered me up. I didn't think I could come in here and get cheered up. But now that you remind me of some of my deviant sexual practices, I'm very excited. Hey, can you do me a favor, please?
Yes.
Don't share the part about Alan Coulter. All right?
All right, it's our secret.
That's our secret. He's a good guy, though. I love Red.
Is he Red all over?
He's Red all over. Oh, yeah. Oh, you should see him down there.
Mm.
Honest to God, it's almost glow-in-the-dark.
Listen, we need a couple of callers, I think, at least for a low-budget jet party today.
It's a long time ago, though, with Alan Coulter.
At 877-365-3636.
And Little Pinky.
That is the national number.
Or Freckle, as I sometimes call it.
DC-202-432-1067.
Freckle, want to come out and play?
In New York, 877-692-1027. I am here with the Queen of ABC.
How you doing? How are you?
Regis Philbin.
I know. I like men.
And we will be right back.
Right back at you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
John Lennon.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, he's the guy that he wrote the song. What the hell is it? It's that song, Singing in the... No, not Singing in the Rain. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
John Lennon didn't write that song.
Sure he did.
No,
he didn't. He penned it with Burt Bacharach.
He did not.
All right. And so I got the four of them, right?
No, you got three.
All right. John Lennon.
Correct.
You're talking Greek to me there. We've got Ringo.
No, hold on. That's it. You got it. What's Ringo's last name?
Johnny.
Ringo Johnny?
No, Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
Lon Green sang that song.
Hey,
he was a queen.
No!
Green the Queen, we called him.
It's John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
And you're telling me they're all dead?
No, two of them are dead.
I'm very sorry.
Yes, and
they are real hot.
One of them just passed away.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
All right, which one passed away?
George Harrison. I don't know why I'm laughing about it. It's because you're such a thief. Yesterday, George...
I'm sorry, I'm distracted with my bloody scab.
George Harrison passed away yesterday.
All right, when your skin turns into saran wrap, you call me, okay, right now. Do you want to play your little game?
Yes, Regis, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
All right, then fine. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a medical insurance rep from Hyattsville. He's Rob Redding.
Hey,
yeah,
Rob.
Hey, Reed.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Fine. And now entering the studio is a telephone repairman. He's from Vegas. Let's say hi to Jim Breeze.
Hey, Jim.
Good morning, Regis. Good morning, Don.
Hi, how are you? And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Please, Rob and Jim, don't screw with LQ.
Screw with LQ.
And let's say hi to Alex DeBegeronimo.
Thank you, Regis. Hi. And hello, Rob and Jim. Don't forget, answering the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing clip-on tie suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. Unless we're playing the game that is elocutor and quizmaster, and always call him Regis Philbin.
Oh, I just got one of my ass pains.
Oh.
That's sure. Horrible. It's like the worst arthritis you could ever imagine.
Hold on. Hello?
Who is it now calling for me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk to Joy.
Sure. No, hold on. It's Michael.
Hi, sweetie. All right. You better? Thank you. Thank you for not crying. Thank you. I understand. Yep. Tonight, we're going to do it. Just the way he said he listened to the show the other day. He loved your show when you were talking about the fetishes.
No.
And we've been trying some of them at home. Yeah, I know. Bring some Visine. That's right. No, you take your eyes. You peel back your eyelids.
Can I pick up and talk also?
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Hey, Michael. It's Don. How you doing?
Don't go on the air, but you can have a conversation with him.
Hey, Michael. Hey, this is nice, like the three-way calling here.
Yeah, go ahead, talk to him.
Hey, Michael.
Tell him about how he did the thing with the cockroaches.
Regis said that Alan Coulter's hung like a horse.
Oh. Thank you. No, he's kidding you. Don't stop.
No.
Get off the phone, Don.
He said he was great.
Get off the phone.
Said Regis,
don't listen to him.
Regis would bend him over, and as a matter of fact, Regis would do the pitching, not the catching.
Hang it up. Why did you do that? Why the hell did you do that? He's crying.
I'm not lying. Hey, come on. Hey, come on. Don't cry. Don't be a sissy.
Don't do that to me. I'll get up and leave. I swear to God.
Don't leave. Well,
you're being mad. You're being mean to my man.
I've still got him on the line.
Is he on?
Yeah, Michael.
Get off the phone, Don.
All right, I'm hanging up now.
Stop it. He's torturing you.
Hanging up.
He's a homophobe. Don't do that. He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it.
Let me pick it up here, really.
Please tell him.
Michael.
Tell him you didn't mean it. Tell him I never had relations with that man.
I didn't mean it.
For the love of God.
I didn't mean it.
All right, thank you, Don.
Didn't mean it.
Okay, say goodbye to Michael, please.
Goodbye, Michael.
Please don't do it. You got that look on your face like you're going to hurt him again. See, he's there. He's whimpering.
Don't please. Cry. Be a man.
All right.
Okay. All right, thanks. Bye, fag.
Hi. Oh. No, don't yell. He's kidding. Listen. I love you, too. We're going to do that game. Right. Are you going to greet me at the door the way you did last week? With the pants? The special pants? Yeah, the ones with the plugs? All right. That's fantastic. I love those pants. Did you wash them? After the last time?
Does it matter?
Okay. I love you, too. Yes, you feel the best. You're the best. And I'll play with them like dice. Goodbye. He's a good boy.
All right, let's, hey, before we play Jeopardy, let's do three more body parts here.
All right.
And, well, why don't let the guys on the phone play as well.
Yeah.
Jim, give us a body part, please.
Ear.
Ear. And how about you, Rob?
Butt.
Well, I already have something close to that.
Let's see. Let's go with...
Please, take your time.
Neck.
And Buzz?
Scrotum.
There you go.
That's great.
It's for you, Reach.
All right, so those are the three new words now for your body parts.
Oh, I thought we were going to do a fourth. Can I get one?
Oh, you want one? Go ahead,
sure.
Reach.
This would be the fourth one.
Yes.
Prostate.
And I'll follow that up.
Mm-hmm. 10 maids of milking.
I'll follow that up with finger.
Ah, fantastic. I love your lists. I love your parlor games. I love your prizes. I love your show.
So those are your new five new words now for your body parts list.
Very exciting.
To win the Mercedes-Benz key today, your new five words are ear, neck, scrotum, prostate,
yeah.
Finger.
All right.
That's like a manual for Regis.
Fantastic.
And guys, here are your categories, Rob and Jim. They are, initially speaking...
Oh, I love that category.
Celebrities in trouble.
Well, that's me.
NFL stadiums, corporately named.
Crying for help.
New on DVD home video.
Can't figure those out anymore.
And states and capitals.
DVD.
So here they are again, guys. Initially speaking.
Good.
Celebrities in Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
NFL stadiums, corporately named.
All right.
New on DVD, home video, and states and capitals. And let's see, Jim, we'll start with you.
Will you get me a paper towel?
Stop picking your scab.
I'm sorry. God, this paper-thin skin.
Jim.
Yes, I'll take states and capitals.
Beautiful. It is the capital of Colorado.
What is Boulder?
No, wrong. Hey, Rob, your chance to steal.
What is... Denver.
Denver, yes, good guess. $1, fine. You're in control, Rob Redding of Hyattsville, and select again, please.
States and capitals for two, please.
It is the capital of Minnesota.
What is St. Paul?
St. Paul is also correct.
$2 for you, Rob. You're doing well. Select again, please, Iria.
States and capitals for three.
It is the capital of the great state of Vermont.
What is Montpelier?
Right again.
$3. What you did here, Rob, was that you ran the category, and that means you have to move on to another one.
Alrighty, let's try NFL stadiums for
there we go.
Actually, I'm using all your millionaire sound effects.
I like that. It adds to the game. Fantastic.
All right, NFL stadiums, corporately named. Here you go. Washington Redskins.
What is FedEx Field?
FedEx Field, that's correct.
$1. You've got $1,000.
No, that's $1.
Oh, I'm sorry, $1.
$1.
That's right, it's low budget. All right, Rob, select again.
Let's go to stadiums for two.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
What is Heinz Field?
Heinz Field, that's
$2,
right.
And they make a great ketchup. I love their products.
You ever use it with Gelman?
I do. Mostly the mustard, though.
Oh.
It's got a better spicier flavor. It's great. It's great on ass.
Oh. You ever put it on his hot dog?
Yeah. Oh, of course. We put all sorts of things.
Hot dogs, buns.
Marshmallow fluff, peanut butter, Hershey's syrup, lovely, lovely maraschino cherry juice. Oh, it's so good. It's my little cocktail.
Here you go. NFL stadiums for three.
Be my Sunday, Michael.
Denver Broncos.
What is...
Oh.
Don't know.
Gotcha.
All right, Jim, it's time for you to steal. Before you do, or try at least, I must tell you, Don, that my thoughts of committing suicide have pretty much ebbed away. I'm feeling much better about myself.
Great, Regis.
Thank you. All right, Jim, your chance to steal.
No idea.
What a drag.
Invesco Field at Mile High Stadium.
All right, then, fine. Rob, you're in control, and it's time for you to select another category.
Let's go with initially speaking for one.
All right, I'll give you some initials. Tell me what they stand for, okay?
All righty.
So easy these are. CIA.
What is Central Intelligence Agency?
Right.
$1.
Initially speaking for two.
NHRA.
What is National Hot Rod Racing Association?
No.
No. Jim, your chance to steal.
What is National Hot Rod Association?
That's right.
What was the dollar value on that?
Dose.
$2. I had one of my Alzheimer moments. Go ahead, Jim.
I'll take initially speaking for three, please.
AFTRA. A-F-T-R-A.
Rob, your chance to steal.
What is? I have no idea.
American Federation of Radio and Television Artists.
And, of course, my favorite, RLAWM.
What's that?
Regis likes anal with Michael. All right, Rob, you're in control.
Let's go new on DVD for one.
All right, stars Marky Mark.
What is... No clue.
All right, Jim, your chance to steal.
Oh, God, we
got... No idea.
DA's here.
Boy, what a shame this is.
Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes.
So maybe you heard about it. It was out about 3 months ago.
It was a blockbuster. All right, Rob, you're in control. Well, then fine.
New on DVD for two.
Stars Julia Roberts.
What is... I need to watch more movies.
Jim, your chance to steal.
What is American Sweethearts?
Yeah, we'll give you American Sweethearts. Yes.
$2 for you, Jim. And now time to select another one.
New on DVD for three, please.
You never get this one. It stars Bill Murray.
All right, Rob, your chance to steal.
No clue.
No clue.
And I don't blame you. Who heard of this, the movie Osmosis Jones?
Osmosis Jones, and Jim, you're in control.
I'll have Celebrities in Trouble for one, please.
All right, Celebs in Trouble. Lead singer of a top rock band... Arrested for beating his wife.
What is...
Who is All right, Rob, your chance to steal.
Who is Scott Weiland?
Scott Weiland, yes, from STP, right.
$1 for you there, Rob. Select again, please.
Celebrity Trouble for two.
Former Kids TV star, cops confiscated alleged kiddie porn from his home.
Who is Pee Wee Herman?
Ah! He's not that bad. He really isn't. He's a good boy. Paul Rubens. He stayed with me one time out in L.A.
Surprising.
Yeah, we watched films. All right, Rob, you're in control.
Celebrity Trouble for three.
She was jailed a few hours after breaking her probation to get some pharmaceuticals.
Who is Paula Poundstone?
Right, Paula Poundstone. $3. She's a dirtbag drunk.
Wow.
It's my humble opinion. I don't like her. I don't like women that wear men's ties. Pisses me off.
Why is that? You're a homo.
I know, but it bothers me.
Okay.
Poundstone.
Well, you like your lipstick lesbians?
I do. It's the way I like them. Like Anne Heche. I was really sorry when she crossed over. What a drag. All right, that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Hold on. You're right. My God.
That's it. It's the music. That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Okay, now, we did them all. Regis, who's got the lead here?
All right, fine. The leader from Hyattsville is Rob Redding. He's got a total of total that's good. It's $16. And Jim's got $4.
All right, guys, anything can happen in Final Low Budget Jeopardy. This is where we physically force you both to bet it all. So good luck. Here is your Final Low Budget Jeopardy category today. It is... Guess the shoe size.
I love that category.
And here is your answer. Hunky movie star Tom Cruise. Guess the shoe size. Don't forget, guys, in the form of a question and a good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the real Regis Philbin diet. That's right, the same one that I use. Printed out on a laminated card, this diet will work for you. Here's a sample of a normal Regis Philbin day.
Okay.
Breakfast, cashews, Metamucil, and a can of beets. Lunch, Stella Doro breadsticks and one Excedrin. And dinner, flank steak with Pringles and a glass of Dayquil. Feel free to snack on bagels and cough drops all day, and you'll look like me. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
What about the Gelman milkshakes?
Full facial.
It's time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
How do you make my skin so smooth?
Okay, who do I want to talk to first here, Reed?
Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy. Jim, guess the celebrity shoe size, hunky movie star Tom Cruise.
What is 10?
10.
Megatory. I'm sorry, that knocks you down to zero, Jim.
Megatory, and that means, Rob, you can win if you have the correct answer.
What is 9.5?
No.
Oh, no.
You ready for this?
What is it?
I'm a fairy. Size 8.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I bet they're lovely. I bet he's got great cuticles.
Size 8 for Tom Cruise.
I'd go between the toes.
That means it's a game that Alan Line won, Kent Stevens will love. We're giving away no money today.
No cash, cheap bastard.
I love about your Jeopardy, but listen, guys, don't go away mad. Just go away. Everybody gets prizes here now to tell you, Rob and Jim, what you want is Regis Philbin, who no longer wants to kill himself.
All right, let me put on my reading glasses and tell both you boys that you've won two prizes. First of all, you have won a sex and the city prize pack. Don't miss your favorite episodes. Two back-to-back episodes every Sunday night at 9 p.m. only on HBO. Go to hobo.com or AOL keyword HBO Hobo for more info. A lot of O's. Get AOL at 7.0 today. Or 7.0 for AOL. But wait,
there's more.
$40 worth of Elvis scratch-off lottery tickets, courtesy of the Virginia Lottery, with a top prize of $20,000. It's sure to get you all shook up, mailing your non-winning Elvis tickets for a chance to win cool Elvis memorabilia and an all-exclusive Graceland vacation for two. Then fine. Thanks for playing the game, both Rob and Jim. Thank you, boys.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great one. Thank you for listening, both of you. And well, Regis, what can I say but... I think at best it was an intervention today.
I suppose. I'm back to being depressed now that the game's over.
Oh, you're depressed? Oh, well, don't do it.
I have to go back to where they don't want me, a millionaire. They want a younger guy. A comic. A red-hot comic is what they want.
I bet that's for you.
Oh, another call.
Hello? Carrot Top! How are you? Yeah, I'm doing Don's show. What are you... No, you're not. You're in town. Oh, well, then fine. We will indeed. Let me call Gumman. He was expecting me for dinner. I will cancel. I love your latest face. God bless you. Goodbye. That's Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
He's in Washington. We're going to have dinner together.
What are you going to do with him?
I'm going to F him.
Wow. Oh, look at the other lines. I bet I know who that is.
Hello?
Oh, no.
I didn't mean it. I don't... Oh, all right. That'll work. That'll work. I didn't know you felt that way. Me too. All right, goodbye. That was Gumman. He's flying down to Washington. We're going to have a three-way with Carrot Top.
Right. Carrot Top sandwich.
Oh, man, I love red hair.
Listen, we just want Alan Coulter with the red hair.
Alan Coulter, Carrot Top, they're all good men. And, of course, the late Red Button.
Listen, what can I say about Regis? Keep your head up, even though they're canceling your millionaire show.
He's not dead, Rob. Rob, how are you?
Hi,
thanks for sharing that with me.
Regis Philbin. Always remember, never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Suicide Incorporated and is distributed by King World.
Thank you, Regis.
I got a date. Carrot Top and Gelman.
You know, he's up, he's down.
Yeah, that's pure manic depressive.
It's not good.
He's in, he's out.
Yeah, he is not a well man. Yeah, not at all.
He's Regis Philbin, but he's in love.
Yeah, and his hands are covered with scabs.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Am I messing with my knee?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dell, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you got a master of the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
Can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, that's your national number, 877-365-3636. D.C. 202-432-1067. New York City, 877-692-1027.
Working for ye, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, Ariola. Apparently that's really this girl's name, Ariola.
Wow. Ariella.
Ariella. Hi, Ariella.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
I'd like to make a birthday resolution for you guys.
A birthday resolution?
It was. Yeah, I turned 17 last Sunday.
You just turned 17 last Sunday, okay.
Yeah, and for next year, my birthday,
yeah,
I'm going to be 18.
Yeah.
And I'd like to come in and strip for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Beautiful.
What, you know, I don't know what it's like, you know, so, you know, basically, I hate to use the word soliciting, but, you know, talking to her now that she's 17, but I mean, if we're talking about something a year down the road.
What grade are you in right now?
11th
grade.
Okay. This is where that father of daughter karma thing begins to enter my brain.
Well, I've always maintained, you know, I say to everybody who calls as a young girl, I say, well, as soon as she's 18, she can come down and get naked for us.
Exactly.
So, absolutely, Ariel, and I, listen, you be a good girl, and you keep your grades up this year.
That's right.
And you have a good senior year of high school.
Stay in school.
And, I'm not in school now.
And come on down.
Did you say you're not in school now?
No.
You're out?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh. Are you on the streets?
No.
All right. You dropped out?
Kind of.
Kind of.
Kind of. Did you get knocked up?
No.
Okay. All right. Good for you.
Well, we've never required a GED to come in here and do that.
All we required is a T.I.
Hey!
So, yeah. Ariella, we will see you. We'll see you in a year, honey.
I guess we will.
All right.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll write that down in my palm pilot. One year from November 30, 2002. Uh-huh.
They can store so much information.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey, what was that?
What was that?
I don't know. Don and Mike Show. Oh, we got Jim Nance on. We got to move. Hello.
Tell me when they're replaying
the Regis Philbin bit. I tried to call all of my friends to get them to hear this. Couldn't get a hold of anybody. That's some of the funniest stuff I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Thank you. Although I think perhaps the funniest thing that's happened on today's show was during the commercials. When Mike and I were cutting a commercial, we taped commercials during the show.
Right.
And Lisa called up, and we got the thing. I can't explain to you why, but Lisa's voice went out over the radio.
We have a setup here where we can record commercials off the air, right, and they can tape them back in the back room there, and we can do them just sitting here in the studio.
And so you hear, this is what people listening to the radio heard. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Atard, we're cutting a commercial.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
So that was
Lisa communicating with us with a belch, and then Don saying, Tard, we're cutting a commercial.
And apparently that was all on the air.
Wow.
Joining us now from CBS, from the NFL Today, Steve. You know, we love Nancy. Here is our good friend Jim Nance. Hey, Nancy.
How are you doing there, fellas?
There he is. We always love having you on the show, Jim. And if we don't tell you that, we should tell you right now.
I want to tell you, it says right here on the screen, we had you on hold there for a couple of minutes, and it says...
About 32 minutes, that's all.
Wow. No, it says, go to him now.
Can you guys donate a half hour of your time for me in the near future at some point?
Says he,
I mean, this takes the cake.
Says he is pissed off.
Wow. You sound like... How long would you estimate you were kept waiting and we didn't know?
Well, since 1 o'clock, maybe. Then back about 1:18.
Wow. Joe, what was the deal?
Yeah, Jim called at 1. I guess we had originally scheduled him at 1.
Yeah, originally, all along.
Kind of got an awkward phone thing.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm taking calls.
Some major network star, for the love of God.
I would only do it for these two guys.
All right, well, then we apologize.
No, it's not the way we do it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hey, Joe? Did you hear that? That was Mr. Nance giving you
where's
a piece
Charlie
of his mind. Yeah, where's Charlie Broyhill?
That's not the way we do things on the Don and Mike show, Joe.
Sorry, Mr. Nance. Sorry, Don and Mike.
Very good, Joe. Go back to your room.
It wouldn't be our fault we were running a half hour.
You guys
today.
Don't know that.
Yeah,
no,
right.
We don't.
We're in here, you know, slaying the dragon, Jim. You know, things moving rapid fire, live radio.
How the heck are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing great. Now, listen, I'm watching the show last week, the NFL Today, and I see... you know, Ditka locking up there on the air.
Well, it was scary, man. I tell you, the guy was, we're talking about an individual with the highest threshold of pain you can find, and he just couldn't even, he could barely even stay on the air. I don't know how he did it.
I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, I'm watching Mike Ditka have a heart attack on the air.
Well, I wasn't so sure what it was, because, you know, he does have, he's had a bad ticker here in the past. He's had a heart attack and various other things. So, you know, I was very concerned.
You know, I had tuned in, and I know I'm probably like a lot of audience members. I tuned in, I believe it was the next break you guys did after he had already been determined to be under the weather. And I was wondering about that. What exactly happened with him?
Well, they were standing there. It was Dion and Ditka. And Ditka actually... sways a little bit.
Started weaving a little bit.
And Dion comes over and steadies him.
Wow.
And I mean, it was a riveting television moment.
And Jim, what did he end up having, some kind of virus or something?
No, it's all a part of complications from a hip replacement operation several years back.
Oh, my God.
We had moved from the main desk, the main set, to the side set, and coming down a few steps, he had lost his balance, and he thought that the hip had popped out of its seat.
Oh, God.
You know, that can happen. I mean, it was a nerve thing.
It was a nerve thing in the hip area.
Oh, Jesus.
And, an ambulance was backed up to the set just out of frame, and he was carried to the ambulance and whisked away.
Well, I mean, if that happened, I mean, my God, that's got to be one of the most excruciating things that anybody can go through.
You know, the old saying, I've heard a lot of guys on television say, you know, I'm going to work until one day they have to carry me out of here.
Wow.
And I thought, well, here we go.
Right.
Wow.
How many, for the record, Jim, how many hip replacements have you had?
You know, just 4 or 5. I lost count after
one. And listen, I know.
This is nothing to joke about. You know, so many people I know who've had hip replacements.
Yeah, my father had one, actually.
And I know that you guys, you know, you run an above-board battle there. You're doing great in the ratings. I just want to say, though, if God forbid, if something would happen to Jerry this week on the show,
right,
the ratings would go through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if maybe, you know, you got to give Jerry the old
Heimlich maneuver or something on the air?
Well, you mean just to masquerade like somebody's really ailing?
Yeah.
It could be any one of us, not Jerry. You're not picking on my man, Jerry.
No. We love Jerry.
Although, I do, too.
I'll tell you another reason that the NFL show on CBS is growing in popularity is when they have Jim standing outside, and one of the streets is named Primetime, when Dion is out there.
Yeah, right? The corner of Prime and 21st.
And Jim tries to do the soul brother handshake with...
I do that because Dion's a good pal. We have some fun with it.
With
so.
Dion and...
You noticed, huh?
Yeah, and Jim never quite masters exactly where Dion's hands
all
are
right,
going.
I've done it for the last time.
No. You're killing me.
You watch on Sunday, I guarantee you my hands will be in my pocket.
Because Jim comes out with the standard, you know, like this, and Dion starts the thing with, sure. the, with the back and the fourth and like your thumb wrestling and everything, and at that point Jim gets just flabbergasted.
You know, for about as long as we've been on the air.
You don't think I look like I've ever done that before?
Yes, bingo.
Well, Jim, for about as long as we've been on the air, we've used an expression on this show. Don and I are this way. You ought to adopt the same one. We are tragically white. That's the way it works.
Are.
Absolutely.
You are tragically
white. I think I'm a very well-rounded individual, actually. You two, I agree. You guys are.
I got news for you. We are blacker than you will ever be.
I don't think so.
And we are about as white as they get.
All right.
So that Dion, he comes on the show now and he does bits.
Right.
He says, on this cell phone I was talking to, he's got his business cell phone.
And he really does carry around two cell phones, and I've seen him on both of them at the same time. With their own individual, the little wire that you have that you can attach to your lapel.
Right.
I've seen the double lapel cell phone thing going before.
You know, in all seriousness, you got to say, Dion was made for this gig.
There's not a question about it, and there's no doubt. And I really felt that a couple of years ago. I mean, I really could see this one coming, and I'm just thrilled that he's on our team, and he's having a ball, and he's happy to be where he is, too. So it's working out very, very well.
It's a good hire. Let me ask you a serious question here about Jim Mora last week. Had a meltdown that is the best meltdown since the one he had in New Orleans. I mean, he got on TV last week after the game, and he said all the same stuff. He said when he was coach of the Saints, he said, "We suck. We suck.
Yeah.
We suck." And
I hate that word, by the way. I would like to see that one, a one-year ban the entire country on that word. It's so inappropriate. But anyway, Jim Mora did say that, and he sounded a lot like the way I sounded with Joe when I was waiting to go on the air here.
So, did you say it sucks that you're not on the air?
I'm joking.
We have noted the fact that you are not happy, though, and it won't happen again.
So,
some of us have a little schedule to keep. You guys can have some fun and games there for a few hours. And some of us have to work for a living.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow,
listen, we're getting attitude today.
No, listen, only for you guys. I love you guys.
But the
meltdown with Mora, and it was, and he knows it, we're going to actually, and this is going to sound like a shameless promo, but we're actually going to try to dig into that a little bit deeper here this week on the NFL Today. We dispatched a reporter.
Very good.
And we're going to get into this whole Peyton Manning, Jim Mora, what the heck happened here.
Excellent.
Sit down. Let's get on the couch and talk.
then Peyton Manning came back and said, hey, I don't mind if he says that I suck in front of the team, but he goes on national...
There's that word again.
Sorry.
There's one other word I really don't like, too. It's a kind of a sister word to that, I think. It's kind of about the same level.
Blow?
No, forget that.
That blows.
Don't hear me say that.
I think you just start that word with a different letter.
It's the word when somebody's really upset.
There you go.
Man, that really upset me. Instead
suck.
Of saying upset, they use the word with E.
You don't?
I don't use that.
You don't use the F word?
The F word.
No. I didn't say the F word. I said the P.
Puck?
Here. He's talking about this word.
Oh. Pissed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you guys use that in your vernacular there?
We're the original potty mouths, Jim.
Jim got mad when we said GD the other week.
That's right. Absolutely.
Oh, you remember.
Yeah.
We try to behave ourselves when you're on the air.
Listen, I'm not trying to be the grammar police here, but the language is a beautiful language. Why do we want to cheapen it?
We're going to put a notebook together with words.
That's what I get paid to do. My toolkit, and yours too, really, are your words.
My toolkit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, our toolkit is kept
on. Why would you want to downgrade yourselves? You guys are
for ratings.
Two very bright guys.
We speak like normal people. We speak like the everyman.
Jim, I will just put it to you this way. Your toolkit's in the closet. We keep ours down by the sump pump.
Well,
I don't know that mine's in the closet.
That's right. Yours is there where you can get at it.
Mine's right
out
there in the open.
Absolutely.
You know, and my words are, that's my living.
Okay. Listen, Nancy, are we going to pick games for money again this week?
Have I upset you guys?
No, not at all.
Have you done the full reversal here now? What a prude. I'm standing up for the language.
Hey, you got your opinions. You're sharing them.
I spoke this year at my alma mater. They gave me an honorary doctorate. I delivered the commencement, and that's what I talked about. Not those two words we just talked about. I talked about loving the language and using it accurately.
And it's one of the reasons we love the fact that you come down to our level and join us on the show.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's like...
Hey, what school is that, Jim, that where you spoke at?
That Oral Roberts?
It's a two-year college. No.
what is it?
It was the University of Houston.
University of Houston.
Yep. I'm going to give Jim Nance credit for making me spit my water out. I was taking a drink when he said two-year college, and that came through my nose. Thank you very much. That was very good.
You know that those words are never used by anybody down at the University of Houston.
No.
None of the people sitting in the audience were saying...
That's right.
They were asleep.
Boy, this guy sucks.
No,
boy,
you don't agree with that?
Boy, am I pissed that Jim Nance was picked to give the commencement speech.
Oh, God. Now, you're probably right about that. I'm not going to argue that.
No, come on now. Kidding, Jim. Kidding.
I don't know why anyone would want me to be there, but I showed up. I was invited.
Listen, are you going to put some money on the games for charity this week?
Are you kidding me?
All right, good.
Anytime you want. Now, we have a score to settle here, don't we, boys?
I think so.
You lost the last time.
Now, you know what? That is wrong. Somebody recorded these. It was like trying to get through you guys on the phone. That goes to show you, how can I trust you guys to record these things accurately? You can't even get me up on the air.
All right, let me tell you this, Jim. This time we are going to, everything is going to be on the record. And now that our listeners are listening for this, they will not let us off the hook. We will keep track. And I urge listeners listening at home to write down the picks for these
games. I am right now.
Okay.
Is Rudy in on this?
Yes, I'm going to get him right now. It's going to be $50 a game. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to be playing. If I lose, I'll pay to the American Cancer Society, Mike.
Lupus Foundation.
And Jimbo.
Okay, good. Okay.
Jimbo, and how about you?
I'll make it to the Three Amigos Foundation, which is my charity that goes three ways: cancer research, Alzheimer's, and pseudoxanthoma elasticum. It's an eye disease that unfortunately afflicts one of my dear friends, Claudia McAllister, wife of my old golf roommate, Blaine McAllister.
All right. And is Rudy going to play for a charity also?
Rudy, what charity will you be playing for if you lose?
It's usually the Rudy Marchke charity, but
that's what I was going to say.
No.
Have you been hearing any of this, Rudy?
I'll do the V Foundation.
Jimmy, okay. Jimmy, hey,
how's
Jimmy.
You doing? I just got a nice T-shirt for them for their recent one of their recent fundraisers.
Sure.
Sent them something. That's good.
Let's get these games.
Now, let's just get this straight. If one guy, and so the guy that comes in fourth out of the four,
One, two.
In other words, I come in last out of this little four-way game we're going to play right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to pay $250.
We're going to bet five games, is that what you're saying?
Five games. It's a total of $250. Whoever gets the least amount of games correct has to pay $250 to one of the charities for one of the other guys.
So not necessarily all the charities receive.
No, that's true. That would be
$1,000. It's really complicated. May I make a proposal?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the guy that comes in last pays the check to the guy that comes in first, his charity.
That's fine.
So two guys don't get anything. No role.
Very good.
You got it.
I like that.
And here's the
either that, or we could either do that, or the two guys with the best record become the host of this show. It'd be the Jim and Rudy show.
Okay, here we go. We're going to pick them out in this order. Don, Mike, Rudy. Rudy, of course, you're not allowed to say anything except the name of the team. If you do, you'll hear that. And Nancy's the only one who is allowed to give us his reason.
I would like to take that sound effect and have it every time I talk to Rudy.
That's the unanimous opinion when people come on this show.
Hey, Rudy, did you happen to catch any of this discussion about the use of the language?
Yeah, damn it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go.
It's a buzzer.
The first game we're picking, Indianapolis at the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
I will take the Colts. Mike?
I take the Colts. Big rave outworked. The Colts are going to win this game.
Rudy?
I'm going with Baltimore.
And Jim, Jimmy, who you like?
Oh, this is like a gift. The Ravens are 7-point favorites, and they'll win by more than that. So, Rudy, we're looking awful good. It looks like it's between the two of us to see which one of our charities is going to win out. Go ahead, fellas.
I talked that last time, Jim.
All right, Rudy, pipe down. Here's the next game, Minnesota at Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
I'll take Minnesota.
I will take Pittsburgh.
Rudy.
And I got the Steelers.
Jimbo.
Steelers.
Steelers. Any reason?
It's just there's a lot of give up in Minnesota, and they on the road after they really needed to beat Chicago last week. That's a team that's got a lot of problems behind the scenes, I believe. So I'm going Steelers. That's a team, by the way, that's battling for AFC home field now. So home game Steelers won on the road last week at Tennessee. They're on all cylinders right now. Pittsburgh, right. No question. By the way,
it's a huge game.
Okay.
New England at the Jets.
Tough call here. Real tough call.
I'm taking the Jets. Mike.
I will take the New England Patriots. Rudy.
Mike always would. I'll take the Jets.
Okay, but he will take the Jets. Jim, who you like, New England or the Jets?
I'll go, I'm going to go Patriots here. You know, the Jets have this incredible advantage right now in takeaway giveaway. They lead the league, I mean, almost on a record pace right now in history of the league. I just don't think, you know, I mean, Herman Edwards has got to be a candidate coach of the year, but smoke and mirrors. I mean, if it wasn't for all these turnovers, they got to get credit for committing them, forcing them. But I just think the Patriots right now are playing a little bit better overall. Patriots.
Who would have thought this would be a big game this far into the season?
Yeah, it is.
No, not this one. The next one.
Oh.
Tennessee and Cleveland.
Yeah.
Tennessee at Cleveland. I'll take the Titans.
I will also take the Titans.
Rudy.
Moving on for the Browns.
Rudy, just pick it. Don't tell us. Just. And Nancy, who you like?
I'm going to go Cleveland.
Cleveland. Okay, we got one more. And it's Dallas at the Redskins. Redskins can make it 6 in a row. I'll take the Skins.
I'm doing something I never do. Going to go with the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
Yes, in an upset.
Rudy.
Mike, you're
good. I know.
It's crazy.
It's pure hunch.
Rudy.
Redskins.
All right, Jimbo.
I see not only a Skins victory, I see a big Skins victory.
Wow. Big Skins victory.
Yeah, they're 8.5-point favorites, but I think that, they're really won 5 in a row, you know that. And Dallas is going back to Quincy Carter at quarterback. He won't throw for 100 yards in this game. Redskins not only will go for 6 in a row, but they'll do it with a very emphatic statement here. This might be the widest margin of the weekend.
All right, well, what can I say, ladies and gentlemen?
There you go.
He's pissed. He doesn't suck, and God damn it, he's fantastic.
And
he's
I'm a not great at all, guy. The least bit upset.
There he is. Jim Nance. Hey, Jimmy, have a good show this week. Thanks, Jim.
See you, fellas.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Now, Rudy, hold on. We need to talk to Rudy for a second here.
Oh, hey, that was fun. That's, you know, a good. Even when he's upset, always good to have Jim Nance on the show.
What a pussy he is.
Oh, God.
Like, hey, that's the Jim Nance that we like.
The language is our toolbox. That's him. He knows. And you know what? He knows how we feel about that.
Suck. Pissed and goddamn. That's what sets him off.
Yes, absolutely.
He's got no problem with the F word.
See, that's what I thought he was saying.
Me too.
Yeah, who knows?
He said, P, and you like me. What, puck?
Go figure.
Rudy, listen, before we get the nugget from you, we have to find out, did you get any feedback from Craig Wilson from USA Today?
I left him a message that I called Lisa and gave Lisa his number, so...
He had a problem with our language also.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He didn't even come on the air with us. He just heard part of the show on hold and said he didn't want to be a part of it.
Part of that crap was the quote.
Well, everybody's got different standards. Mine are a little bit lower.
All right. Good answer, Rudy. You got that right. Okay, let's play Rudy in here.
Remember, he's a workaholic. It's USA Today's Rudy Martsky.
All right, Rudy. Rudy, give us something we wouldn't have known if we weren't talking to you, the guru of TV sports, Rupert Martsky, USA Today. What's your nugget this week?
Well, how about this?
How about this?
Tom Brady isn't just the Patriots quarterback right now because he's playing well, but because of Drew Bledsoe's contract. The Patriots, at the end of the season, will attempt to trade Bledsoe so they don't have to pay a $7.2 million bonus that's due on February 15th that picks up an option for the 2005 to 2010 seasons. They'd be stuck with him that long, so look for Bledsoe to go.
You think anybody's going to take him?
Yeah, somebody will. There's enough desperate teams out there.
Okay.
In fact, the Baltimore Ravens would look at him.
Well, all right. If that comes true, that's a true nugget. Rupert, have a great weekend. And we'll see you next week.
Okay, guys.
All right. And our best to Craig Wilson.
Yeah, sure. I'll mention it to him. Okay, thank you. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, man, that was fun.
Jim Nance. Rudy Martsky.
You know, Jim Nance, it is always an adventure now. It's turning into an adventure every time he's on the show.
Yep. He's out of his mind.
He is.
And, of course, Lisa on the telephone during the commercials. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Tard, we're cutting a commercial.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Tard.
Hey, you got to pick a...
It's nice now the whole audience knows your pet name for Lisa.
And did you get the burp also at the beginning of this?
Sure. Was it?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Tard, we're cutting a commercial.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Here she is, radio's number one producer. We will be right back. Oh, hold on. Body parts.
Yes.
Body parts.
My report.
Body parts. Mike, go first, please.
All right, I just got to get my list out here. Hold on a second. Will you do that?
Chop,
body
chop.
Part. All right, chop. Urethra.
Urethra. Buzz.
Tongue.
And I will have to go with... Well, I'm just yelling at you to hurry up.
Well, it's tough.
I'm going to have to go with, belly button.
All right, good one.
Belly button. Okay? Keep the list going. Those are your three new body parts that we love. Urethra, tongue, belly button.
Excellent.
Those are the three words. Keep your list going. You might win the key for the bands. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Chief, I got something here you might want to see.
I hate when people talk during the movie.
It's an extra-large show in a medium-sized package. The Don and Mike program.
Here are your phone numbers. Anywhere in D.C., 87, anywhere in the country, 877-365-3636. The Don and Mike Show. That's from D.C. or New York or Portland or Seattle.
Now you're making me sad a little bit.
Las Vegas.
Playing these songs today. It's kind of getting to me. It's one of my favorites.
Well, come on. Everybody likes George Harrison.
Yeah, and I mean, really, you don't hear his music as much as other artists, and it's really, some of these tunes are fantastic.
I'll show you, he had enough records on his own.
Right.
That we've not had to play one Beatles record today. We've played all George Harrison records. Yeah. National number 877-365-3636. Dedicated number from D.C. 202-432-1067. And dedicated number to New York City, 877-692-1027.
My bad, but it's gone.
We're ready for At the Movies with movie man Charlie Stossel. Oh, and while Charlie is getting situated with his counterpart this week. Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Mike.
Hi. Let me once again hype up something we're doing next week on the show to win the Mercedes-Benz key. We're doing Boobs for Benz.
Oh, yeah.
Where we're going to be asking you, our lovely female listeners, to come down to the Don and Mike radio station and paint your boobs like Christmas ornaments.
Fantastic.
And I've already cleared this with the CBS Weasels. We can put the pictures, as long as there's no head, no face,
right.
We can put as many boobs as we want.
So all the women coming in will be beheaded?
Or blue dotted.
Right.
They'd be beheaded if it was an OJ contest. They'd be... blue dotted if it was one of the Kennedy relatives.
You know, after that beheading joke, old Mr. Spiewak there was applauding vigorously.
No. So, girls, what you want to do is paint up your boobs so they look like Christmas ornaments, and we'll put all the pictures on the websites, WNEW.com and DonnaMikeFans.com, and we'll vote, and the best painted boobs, the ones that look the most like Christmas ornaments, will win a key that could start the Mercedes-Benz for some lucky lady.
Very exciting.
So you can enter if you've got big ones or small ones.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Just paint them up and...
And show your wreath and you get extra credit.
Yeah, that's right.
Ho, ho, ho.
I think we're doing the contest Wednesday, something like that. We'll give you plenty of notice. Now, it's time for the weekly movie segment with Charlie Stossel. And as a way of picking up a segment that... desperately needed energy.
Thank you, Don. Always appreciate it.
What we've decided to do is every week bring someone in.
A newsmaker.
And frankly, this has been, you know, it's been hit or miss with the people who have come in to argue movies with Charlie.
Some have been very good.
Some have been very bad. Yeah. Joining us this week, of course, joining us is our own personal engineer for the Don and Mike Show, Wendell Smoot Hall.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Hi, Wendell. Don, I should mention the sound engineer for the incredibly avant-garde band Crap. He's right over here. There he is. Wendell Hall.
He's over here now.
And Wendell will be, arguing is not the word, Wendell will be taking the opposing point of view on whatever movie Charlie reviews. If he likes it, Wendell will not like it, and vice versa. Charlie, you were right about the Harry Potter. The thing is making freaking box office history.
And money hand over fist.
So let's hear what's new this weekend at the cinema.
We have one.
Only one movie.
Solamente Uno.
Okay.
Behind Enemy Lines. This is Gene Hackman and Owen Wilson.
Now tell me something. Is this a movie that they had in the can?
No, it's a movie that was actually planned to come out in 02. But with the rise of patriotism, why not get it out there?
I mean, that's what I'm saying now.
Yeah, war movies now are back in vogue.
It's a perfect thing. You got the guy who's, you know, you got to send Gene Hackman in to get him out.
Right. And in this case, get it out before the big one comes out, which is Ridley Scott's Black Hawk Down, which comes out the week of Christmas. That's the big moneymaker everyone's looking forward to. This is going to do well. Then you have your art film like Wind Talkers with Nicolas Cage. That's coming out, upcoming. There's a chick spy movie with Cate Blanchett coming out down the road.
Yeah.
So, I mean, war films are kind of back in vogue. And in this one, Owen Wilson plays a pilot who's really frustrated. He wants to go into action, but he can't. It's based in Serbia.
Is this the guy that was in Zoolander?
Yes.
The guy with the funky nose?
Yeah, and Meet the Parents.
Okay.
Right. Oh, he plays the ex-fiancé.
Yes.
Oh, okay. He's going to Meet the Parents.
Yeah, he wanted to be a carpenter.
And what is the deal with that nose?
I don't know. I think he got punched at something.
I think he was chewed on or something.
He's a pilot. He one day decides, the hell with this. Since I'm not getting into battle, I'm quitting. Gene Hackman, as his boss, says, screw you. On Christmas Day, you go on a reconnaissance flight. He decides to stray off that with his buddy. They get shot down. And then it becomes a cat and mouse game.
Charlie,
him
let me interrupt
trying,
you. Charlie, give me a body part right now. Name a body part.
Toe.
Mm-hmm. Wendell, name a body part.
Does infected toenail count as a different body part?
No, give me something else, Wendell.
Appendix.
Buzz.
Thigh.
Mike.
Eyelash. Don.
Vagina.
No one had said that yet. Wow.
We got quite a list going.
It was
here.
Wide open.
Here you go. Here's your five words, your new words for your list for the Benski today. Toe, appendix, thigh, eyelash, vagina.
Very good. Caught me by surprise there. That's why I had a weak one there.
I think I caught all the listeners by surprise.
You did.
There.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Charlie, anyway.
So, plane crashes, now cat and mouse game where Gene Hackman, who is now running into this big bureaucracy, can't get him out, you know, the right way. So he's going to go in and get Owen Wilson. In the meantime, there are chase scenes involved where Owen Wilson is the target of every Serb soldier in Bosnia. And I'm telling you, this movie, you would think would just be a throwaway piece of crap, is really good. I enjoyed it to no end. It's a lot like Joyride was earlier in the year, a movie you went into not thinking a whole heck of a lot about, and when you got out, said, wow, this is a good movie. The director of this movie cut his
pops,
no, making a Sega video game commercial, so it has kind of that frantic pace to it.
Yeah.
It's very well paced. It is a little cheesy in parts, especially towards the end. It's predictable. You know how it's going to end, but it's a rah-rah, go-get-em military movie that I think everyone's really going to have a good time with.
All right, how many porcelain dolls do you give this?
3.5.
Whoa!
I really liked it. I really liked it.
Quite a strong review.
3.5ers. Charlie Stossel, All-American. Let's now go to Wendell Hall for the opposing point of view.
Ordinarily, I like movies about lousy bosses. Mm-hmm. Ordinarily, I like movies with shooting. But the whole gay thing and the behind enemy lines thing just turned me completely off to this movie. I hated it. I got up and left.
I left my
popcorn sitting next to me.
There was no gayness in this movie.
What do you mean? Behind enemy? Behind?
You see? Wendell's a little homophobic. That's the thing.
So what you're doing is you're going to attack the title of the film versus the content.
Well, not having seen it, yeah.
Way to go. Good answer.
What about Gene Hackman and Owen Wilson?
I hated him in the Muppet movie.
And what about Charlie Stossel as a person?
And the movie reviewer.
I hate him in the Muppet movie, too, yeah.
I go, Wendell, how many sticks of dynamite would you give this movie?
I would give it one lady finger.
One lady finger.
Wow.
And not enthusiastic.
No, not terribly.
These sticks of dynamite, you killed me.
Okay. All right, both of you, get out of here.
All right, get out of here, gentlemen.
Good weekend. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
There's a point-counterpoint with Charlie Stossel and Wendell Hall.
You know, maybe it's because I know Wendell better than most people, but the sticks of dynamite is killing me. It really is.
You go check out his Jeep right now in the parking lot, man.
Yeah, it was loaded with TNT.
I'm not asking you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. He's like one of those dudes you read about on the news.
Oh, that seems to have blown up on me.
The quiet loner.
Don and Mike, hello?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, turn your radio down, please.
You there?
You're killing me there. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw this movie. Stossel's a tool.
All right. Everybody seems agreed on that.
Yeah, wow. That's quite a strong opinion.
Thank you, my friend. Alan, hello, Alan. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Alan.
Hi, Dynamite. How you doing?
Turn your radio down, Alan.
We're doing okay, Al.
I was just wondering, when you were taking the last body parts, you said the toenail didn't count as one, but how do you figure that if toenail doesn't count as one, how does
that count? Well, no, Dom was doing that because the previous one had been toe.
Okay.
You can't follow up toe with toenail.
Right. A little too confusing.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
But thanks, D.A.
Thanks for paying attention.
Well, no, but I mean, talk about overthinking it.
Yeah, I know.
Why did you do that? It's a body part. It's only
it's okay, Mike.
That's our listeners. Hello, Mike. Yes, come on, O.J.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes.
Yes, I'd like to know, being the Christmas season coming upon us, with Dennis Murphy's Christmas CD be playing anytime next month?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we're going to start our Christmas stuff next week on the show. Not only will you be forced to listen to Dennis's Christmas CD, put it away, Rob. I'm not playing it today. I'm not playing it today. We're going to have an annual tradition at some point outside during the holiday season.
Right.
You're going to have the concert.
Yeah, they got a live concert.
A live concert with Dennis and Homo Joe and Tom Gavin and Cheryl the Big Dyke.
It's our Rockefeller Center.
They're going to be out there singing. But, yeah, you don't want to hear that now.
Oh, that's perfect. I sent a copy of it to my father in California, and he loves it.
All right.
He's 65 years old, so.
Okay, thank you. He's probably got Alzheimer's. He's probably senile.
Right.
He's probably got a nice number two in his pants right now, but he loves that. Buzz, it's news time.
Yes, it is. Here we go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, I got to interrupt you.
Yes?
Joining us now to give us an answer on the Philadelphia situation, Kenneth C. Stevens.
Nope, not this time.
Hello? Hello, guys.
Yeah, it's because I laughed, right?
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. You just smirked a little bit, and I knew it was going.
I had two ways to go. I could either say, calling to apologize for his appearance on the show as Jim Dance, or I think it'd be better to say, calling now Ken Stevens.
Jim Dance.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Buzz, what is the lead story today? Just ignore
the
Tom.
The lead story is the guy with the Beatles.
You know, he's right.
He's right.
How does that make you feel?
The world remembers George Harrison. That means to me that Tom can do this job.
Something we've thought all along. All right, goodbye, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tom, we got to run.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
My birthday's on the 4th, Sunday.
When? Okay, congratulations. How old will you be?
42, and I'd like to sing you something for Lisa. She's listening.
All right, very quickly, Tom, please.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Right, Tommy.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, bye, Tom.
All right, goodbye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Tom.
There you go.
There he goes. Good job.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crap?
Nothing but butt. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, keep that list going. We're not done yet with the list of the body parts.
Shouting all about love.
For the Mercedes-Benz key.
Well, they cheated you like a dog.
Maybe throw one or two extra ones in here. Don't call yet, though. Hey, Robbie, give us one off the top of your head.
Oh, pancreas.
That's all we'll add right now. Pancreas.
Okay.
Pancreas. And I know, Buzz, it's apropos. First story's about George Harrison. Playing his music all day today. I mean, like I said before, I would shed no tears if Ringo Starr got hit by a bus today. But I was bummed when John was shot. I'm sure I will bum when Paul kicks.
Of course.
And I find myself surprisingly bummed that George is eating a dirt sandwich right now.
And I think you're bringing that along when you play that music, because you forget George Harrison's music until you hear it, and then you hear the songs that he wrote for the Beatles. I mean, they're incredible.
He influenced their sound. He had a number one hit of his own in the 80s, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I got that one here, too. Hold on. That one. I got my mind set on you.
That's it?
I got my mind set. That was a good one, everybody. Oh, hold on. Here we go. Always sounds best coming out of the jingle, huh?
Yeah. Have a good weekend!
I got my mind set on you.
Anyway, that's it.
Short song.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, listen for the touch tone. Your chance to call and win on Dynamite Britney Spears Weekend. Hey, he's dead!
I got my mind set on you.
So it begins.
Or let me give you the Gary Berkowitz version. Because remember, it was call letters, right. Then content, then call letters.
Right.
Pro FM. George Harrison is dead. Pro FM.
I got my mind set.
That's radio.
You know, you've made fun of those formatics for years. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in radio. You got to repeat it at the beginning and at the end.
Right. So anyway, we are sad about that.
Sure.
92 Pro FM. How come it wasn't Ringo? Pro FM.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set.
That's too bad about George. I am bummed about that, really.
As almost everybody has heard, former Beatle George Harrison has died at the age of 58. Lost his fight with cancer, a long fight, yesterday afternoon. Died at a friend's home in Los Angeles. His wife and son were at his side. Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr were reportedly at Harrison's bedside a week ago, weeping and saying goodbye, apparently. Harrison was widely praised as a guitarist. He had hits of his own, as well as those that he wrote for the Beatles. McCartney calls Harrison a brave man with a wonderful sense of humor. He says he was his best friend. Ringo Starr thinks of him as a baby brother. Thousands have gathered at Strawberry Fields in New York Central Park, and even President Bush has weighed in, calling the Beatles one of the greatest groups of any time.
Nice, Bush.
I even like this phase with George.
Like right around the same time that a group called the Traveling Wilburys was out there, too.
He started hooking up with that dude with the vagina hair, Jeff Lynne from ELO.
Right.
This was his Cheer Down.
By your grin, that you're trembling.
I went through my CDs today, and I realized I got, like, every George Harrison CD.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I didn't know I was, I didn't know I was such a fan.
I didn't know until I was reading an article about it that he wrote Here Comes the Sun.
I think a lot of people are just realizing today how much he did mean to them.
I like him. Cheer down. Like turned into a sappy oldies 100 thing.
Yeah, but you can't argue with if you're a fan of his music and you leave this one out, you're doing him a disservice.
I wish say goodbye.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Yeah, he's good. The Beatles still kick ass.
Yeah,
they do. Except for Yoko.
Well,
she's not a Beatles.
She doesn't count.
I cum dunt.
Anyway, Buzz, so George Harrison's still dead. That's our lead story.
Yes, it is, and yes, he is. A former sheriff, meanwhile, in Georgia, is in jail, accused of killing the man who beat him in a runoff election. DeKalb police say former county sheriff Sid Dorsey and two other men have been arrested. Derwin Brown was gunned down in his driveway just days before he was supposed to take office a year ago. The election had been bitter. The new guy was promising to rid the department of years of corruption. The former sheriff surrendered himself at a police headquarters this morning. Tall in the saddle, there may be a new sheriff in town. Basketball star Shaquille O'Neal says he wants to be a lawman.
Oh, please.
Specifically, the L.A. Lakers Center wants to run for sheriff. He's been training in
Try spelling it first.
He's college educated, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's been training in Los Angeles with deputies from the San Fernando Valley. He's learning to become a reserve officer with the Harbor Patrol. At 7'1", 240 pounds, he's already been outfitted with a custom-made uniform and some size 22 triple E boots.
Hey, you know, if you gave that sheriff a tip, you know what that would be?
What?
You'd tip O'Neal. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's late in the week.
Good tip in.
I got a buzzer there.
The 29-year-old says policemen have always been the real heroes in his life and that he'd like a leadership role among them. Quoting an Orange County sheriff's official, he would definitely make an imposing officer. I'd love to see Shaq to be the first through the door in a drug warrant. And gasoline is selling for 10 cents a gallon in Dayton, Ohio. Prices were down anyway. But then a new grocery store started selling gas and got into a price war with an existing store. Thousands of motorists were lining up last night, and the line continues today as police direct traffic and try to keep everybody under control.
10 cents a gallon?
10 cents a gallon.
Wow.
They're down to nine.
I think I'm going to drive out there right after the show.
Worth it. Some Arab groups say they are insulted by an offer from the U.S. government. They call it bribery, pure and simple. Attorney General John Ashcroft is promising a fast track to citizenship to anyone in the world who can give us useful information about terrorists.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing to Ashcroft, certainly.
You and I are the true patriots, aren't we?
Yeah, listen, come on. What, you want a pass to live in the greatest country in the world? Tell us where the douchebag in the cave is.
Nothing wrong with extra credit.
Ashcroft says people who have the courage to make the right choice deserve to be welcomed into our country.
Absolutely.
Now, the offer was made to people overseas or already in this country, even if they're here illegally.
Hold on, I got a tip come through on Dynamite Tip Line already. Tip? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, it's hard. We're cutting a commercial.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
She doesn't get citizenship.
No, that doesn't count. The offer stands even for people who are already caught up in the deportation process. The information, by the way, has to at least lead to an arrest, but not necessarily a conviction. One of the school boards in Manhattan, speaking of patriotism, is telling its schools they can each decide for themselves whether to lead the students in the Pledge of Allegiance. Quoting one New York Public Schools official, "This is why local school boards should be eliminated.
I pledge allegiance to the frat."
Some parents say school rules should not be imposed from above, and quoting one of the board members, requiring students to blindly repeat the pledge is no different than the Taliban requiring children to memorize the Quran.
Well, then, you move out of the goddamn country!
Without understanding what they're saying.
Get out of my country! F you!
Thank you.
I mean, really,
Craig. I agree.
Uppity goddamn snobs.
It's no one's right to force my child to say it. It's the United States of America.
And no individual child is forced into saying it. It's simply the school can recite the pledge, and if you want to join in, fine.
Or you do it like I did most mornings. When he stood at me, I just go...
We all did, but it's still a good thing to have, more than ever.
I would stand up, but a lot of mornings I would just do the,
You know, man, I tell you, a lot of these news stories, it's bugging me because we're hearing stuff where short memories, man, short memories.
Unity.
Knock it off.
Honey, we have to get married, otherwise the terrorists win. How many guys are hearing that these days? Well, quite a few, according to a new report. While other retail businesses are hurting, the people who sell wedding gowns and rings say business is up 20% over this time last year. Bridal gift registries are also up. One website that tracks these things says marriage license applications have been up ever since September 11th.
Why? Because people are afraid they're going to die?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the motivation is.
Whenever there's times of stress, times of war, people get married more and they do the dirty deed more.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay.
Just about the story that Buzz just read about the Ashcroft.
Yeah.
It makes zero sense because if you're getting some information from people who know about terrorists, that means they're involved.
You know, sometimes simple logic is difficult to debate.
Okay, touche.
Really?
Touche. You may have won us over on that point.
Right.
Hello.
They also have their names on a list.
Brad. Hi, Brad.
Yeah, actually, the guy just beat me to it. But that is my point. If you're going to give these people a free pass, they must have known beforehand. They're not just going to come forward and make up a
decision.
Right, so you're lucky guess.
I would tell you, though, that you've got people that might be in communities where they have overheard other people talking and they would have information. You could hear about it just like you could hear about a crime and not necessarily be involved.
Am I out of line?
A crime of this size and these proportions, if you heard about it and you didn't come forward now, I say it should be your first pass out of this country if you kept your mouth shut this long.
So who says we can't just lie to these people?
Precisely. Ashcroft might be tricking them.
Yeah, who says
I'm hoping, you know what? Then I hope you're right. I hope that's exactly what they're doing.
We call them, it's almost like that sting operation where the cops are trying to get all the guys who are wanted on warrants.
Right. Make them lottery winners.
And they call them up and say, hey, you want a great prize? And they get a room, they arrest them all.
Simultaneously.
Both classes.
I hope you're right.
All right, thank you, my friend. No, you got some logic there on your side. We kind of stand corrected. Buzz, we have to break.
Do it.
We've not asked for the calls about the body parts yet.
Mm-hmm.
We've not. Buzz, I'm going to ask you for one, though.
I.
E-Y-E?
That's the one.
E-Y-E. How about you, Mike?
Sphincter.
Nice. All right. Colon.
Excellent.
Is that different?
Good. No, that's okay. Good. You're in.
Okay. Three more words, but we're not done yet. Yeah. Your newest three, I, sphincter, colon, stand by. We will ask for a call in a second. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The critics love Snatch. They crave lovely Oreos, Don and Mike.
We do it. All right, let's do it right now. Let's clear the lines out. I get a call 100. Here are your numbers, 877-365-3636 from anywhere. 202-432-1067 DC. And New York, 877-692-1027. You got the list of all the body parts? You get the key for the Benz, and now here is Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the Lakers take a 13-1 record into Seattle tonight to play the Supersonics. The Milwaukee Bucks continue their road trip with a game in Portland tonight. And finally, monkeys in the news.
Oh, great.
Johnny Carson has seen his share of monkeys back when he did the Tonight Show.
My old stuff.
And now, thanks to Johnny, Nebraskans will be seeing monkeys, too. The native Cornhusker has just donated $20,000 to Zoo Nebraska to renovate the monkey house.
Here you go.
Primate building, as zoologists like to call it.
Yes.
It'll be the biggest monkey house in the Midwest.
I'd like to present Charles Broy here to you.
The building will be called, are you ready?
Yeah.
The Carson Center for Chimps. I am Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
That's just funny. No. Yes. No. That's it. We got to go. Let's see if we get a call 100 here who's got all of the body parts. Hello? Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Bro.
Yeah, who's this?
Mike.
Where are you from, Mike?
Brooklyn, New York.
You been listening to the whole show today?
Yes, I have.
Give me the list. Go.
Rectum.
Right.
Man in the boat.
Right.
Nipple.
Yes.
Hair.
Yes.
Taste.
Right.
Uterus.
Yes.
Breast.
Yes.
Helmet.
Right.
Chest.
Yes.
Ear.
Yeah.
Chest.
Yeah.
Rotum.
Yeah.
Prostate.
Right.
Finger.
Gotcha.
Urethra.
Yes.
Tongue.
Yes.
Belly button.
Right.
Toe.
Yes.
Appendix.
Right.
Thigh.
Yeah.
Eyelash.
Right.
Vagina.
Love it.
Pancreas.
Yes.
Eye.
Yes.
Sphincter.
Yes.
Colon.
Yeah!
Good job.
Way to go. That was tidy. Congratulations.
All right.
You have won one of only 29 keys that can start the Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe.
Right.
Given away courtesy of Simply Wireless and AT&T. Yeah, you hit their website, simplywireless.com, and you're calling from New York, which means Amtrak will be bringing you to Washington, D.C. on December 14th.
All right.
1-800-USA-RAIL. Good luck. You'll have one of
29, thank you very much.
One of 29 keys. If your key starts the car, you drive it home.
All right. Thanks
for listening. Hold on a second.
Sure.
Wow, I didn't think we'd get the first caller with all of them.
A Brooklyn winner.
Rectum, man on the boat, nipple, hair, taint, uterus, breast, helmet,
shaft, ear, neck, scrotum, prostate, finger, urethra, tongue, belly button, toe, appendix, thigh, eyelash, vagina, pancreas, eye, sphincter.
And you put those all together and you actually get a complete human being.
There you go. All right, well, good job there. Listen, what can I say? That next week on the show, we'll be giving away the iPod and the iBook.
All right.
The thing that that downloads 1,000 songs in your pocket.
Very cool.
From Apple. That's next week. Also next week, breast for Ben's.
Yeah.
When you're going to be painting your boobs to make them look like Christmas ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put that up on the web as well. Let you vote there. And, girls, you want to start thinking now about how you're going to be painting up your knockers.
Oh, that's a great contest.
For the show next week when we have the boobs for Ben's. Also next week, we'll bring all the Christmas stuff out, including, and this is not a promise, it is a, it's not a threat, it's a warning, the Dennis Murphy CD.
Ah!
And also on Monday's episode, you'll hear the tape of Dennis. He went to the DMV today to try to prove that he only has one hand.
Yeah, and I hope he wore his Captain Hook outfit.
We sent him with the, we sent him with a tape recorder. Our thanks today to Black Peter for being on the show.
Yes, wonderful job.
Also, Jim Nance from CBS. His show is on noon Sunday, the NFL Today.
Goddamn fantastic.
Rudy Marsky. Yeah, Jim Nance hates, sucked, pissed, and goddamn, we've got no problem with the F-bomb.
There you go.
Rudy Marsky from USA Today and Charlie Stossel from Ronald McDonald's Playland. That's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody. And shock. Ken Stevens, weasel that he is,
yeah,
never called. Huh. But technically, he still has, in the business day, 2 hours and 12 minutes.
Yeah.
If I hear, I'll call you, Mike.
If you do. Otherwise, put him in a bag, take him to Spain.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, yeah, don't hold your breath, Rob.
Right.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. Love you, Frieda, love you, Bart, and we'll be back with a new episode then. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you, my friend.
Hey, Peter.
Are you kind, Rob?
Can you be kind?
Please, throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You mind just
You both contributed equally to that, just like Siegfried and Roy.
Oh.
Both of you did that so well. We will see you Monday, everybody.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.